what's happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Happy Friday, everybody. I am Jason Rance. I am filling in for Ben Shapiro. I host the Afternoon Drive Time show from 3 to 6 on KTTH in Seattle. We've got a whole bunch of stuff planned for you this hour. President Trump doubles down on the very fine people remark. Our stress and our anger levels are apparently skyrocketing, that according to Gallup. Plus, a comically alarming story out of New York City where progressives are pretending that Palestine is an actual place. But first, of course, the absolute biggest story of the day. The day got off to a good start when we look at the economy. Because we've been told that the economy is slowing down. We've been told that another recession is coming, that we need to be worried about the direction that President Trump is taking us, that the Republican Party is taking us, tariffs are going to weigh us down. The tax cuts, they weren't really tax cuts, right? They kind of just went to the wealthy. They didn't go to the rest of us. And the one thing that Trump could run on, a great economy, the Democrats said, that's coming to an end. And it's kind of weird, because in a way, a lot of Democrats actually hoped that the economy would come to an end, this robust economy would start to slow down. They will not, at least right now, be getting their wish granted. Because we just saw the economy rise by 3.2%, much higher than what anyone thought would actually happen, including folks who are bullish on the economy.
The country, though, is doing very well in every respect. I mean, we're just doing well. We're knocking it out of the park, as they say.
We are. We are. And this is not the hyperbole coming from a president who's proud of his record on the economy, who likes to tout the fact that he knows what he's doing when it comes to business and the economy. This is just fact. We are doing way better than anyone thought. And this is exactly what this president promised. He promised this kind of growth. Now, to a lot of people, including myself, I never thought we wouldn't grow economically, but the way he talks about the economic growth, you're like, okay, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. In that when you promise something like a 3.2% or anywhere near that, and we only deliver a 1.5, that 1.5 is huge. That 1.5 is incredibly great, important for this country. Why set yourself up for failure? Well, he hit it. And for now, this is another promise fulfilled by the Trump administration. And even Stephanie Ruhle, who is MSNBC's most insufferable anchor, she is singing the economic praises of the current economy.
Economic news just in. First quarter GDP numbers have just been released, showing 3.2% growth for the first quarter. That is a beautiful number, better than estimates, a strong start to the fiscal year.
Interesting. You know what was actually missing in all of that? And I'm glad that she pointed out that the economy is doing so well. You know what was missing in that introduction to her MSNBC show? Any mention of Donald Trump? Any mention of praise towards the Republican Party? Now, if Obama was president, if Hillary Clinton was president, they would lead. The Hillary economy is soaring. The Obama economy is on a comeback. Right now, the economy is doing really well. No mention whatsoever of Donald Trump. In fact, I watched more of this clip. They had an interview with Brendan Greeley. He's the editor of the Financial Times. They did not mention Donald Trump, at least early on. It's Stephanie Ruhle. She's insufferable. I can only get through about 2 or 3 minutes of her at a time. But we did find out that this was absolutely historic today.
GDP is data about the present, right? We're looking back over actual purchases made over the course of the last quarter. The thing
so
about
we're
this,
shopping.
So we're shopping, yes. But businesses are shopping, governments are shopping, people are shopping. For a first quarter number, it's incredible. I went back and I checked the first quarters for the last several years. 1.5%, 1.6%, 2.2%.
He did homework.
3.2%, right? So we have a lot of what they call, and I apologize here for the jargon, residual seasonality in the first quarter. It means that they're having a hard time figuring out how to take seasonal stuff like bad weather out of the first quarter data so we get a true picture of what's actually happening. So we don't even need, this number is so good, we don't even need to have that conversation. It's an extraordinary number for a first quarter.
Now, of course, they don't credit Donald Trump. In fact, when you actually try to nail down these folks as to who they will give the credit to, they will say, oh, this is all because of Obama. Like, what he did to get us out of the Great Recession, oh, we're still feeling it today. In fact, these numbers are so high in spite of what the Republicans and Donald Trump are trying to do. But the truth is, it's almost like people got higher pay from the tax breaks and they actually decided to spend the money that they got. Because I know for me, I generally don't owe, nor do I get anything back on my tax returns. I try to do it as evenly as possible, and I certainly don't like it when they owe me money, because that essentially means I've given the federal government an interest-free loan, which I don't want to do. I'm not that gregarious. In fact, I'm a mean-spirited person, so I don't want to help the federal government hang on to any more of my money so they can misspend it. But this year, I got like $2,500 back. And that's because I am a beneficiary, like the vast majority of Americans. I was a beneficiary of the tax plan that the GOP put through, that the president was championing. And you know what I did with that $2,500? I started to spend it. And that's what's happening right now. People are spending the money that they have. But instead of talking about the economy, instead of actually talking about this particular issue, which should be a huge story in this country, most media outlets are primarily talking about Donald Trump. Not in the sense of what he's doing to the economy, but in the sense of he decided to double down on that line, the very fine people on both sides. That was reintroduced yesterday, of course, by Joe Biden. He decided to enter the race for president, and he put up a campaign video that really cut to the character of President Trump using that specific line against him.
And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Very fine people on both sides. Those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
I don't know why, other than perhaps pride, and maybe wanting to correct the record and offer some additional context, which I think there's some validity to. We'll talk about that in a second. But we should not be talking about this, and yet Donald Trump today, on his way to an NRA speech, he decided to talk to reporters. He was asked about this question, and he just doubled down on the original statement.
You still think there were very fine people on both sides in Charlotte?
Well, I've answered that question, and if you look at what I said, you will see that that question was answered perfectly. And I was talking about people that went because they felt very strongly about the monument to Robert E. Lee, a great general. Whether you like it or not, he was one of the great generals. I've spoken to many generals here, right at the White House, and many people thought of the generals, they think that he was maybe their favorite general. People were there protesting the taking down of the monument of Robert E. Lee. Everybody knows that.
So now if you look at some of the, you know, the progressive Twitter, they're attacking him now for these comments, specifically calling him a great general. I think the context in which he was making them is pretty clear to honest people. But here's the deal. He should not be talking about this, at least not in this way. It doesn't matter that he wants to correct the record. And yes, it is true. The context in which he made the original comments were about specifically the tearing down of the monuments. However, the context also was that those comments were made after a rally that white supremacists were present at, took over, and a woman died. And so in that context, I would argue it was a bad choice of words. He's making it harder on himself. He could have simply come out and said, you know what? I clearly don't support white supremacists. I don't support the ones who were there. I think they're all despicable people. And then just move on. but he decided to defend his original words. It does not matter if you think the media is taking them out of context. It doesn't matter, because the perception was he was being very specific about talking to white supremacists. And he has to know at this point that that's the perception. So why not just head on, not just clarify and say the context in which those comments were made, but be very specific in condemning and almost solely talking about the condemnation of the bad elements. Because this is bad optics. Because still, at the end of the day, it was a rally that was overtaken by racists, and that's the perception of the rally. Again, whether or not you think that that's fair. So why exactly are we going there? Because all this does is give Joe Biden more ammunition to push this as a character issue. Now, I think that's the wrong move long-term for Joe Biden. I don't think that wins elections. I think we can look at the Hillary Clinton campaign and say, yeah, you should have made it more about the issues instead of about the person you're running against. But in the short term, this does clearly help Joe Biden. And this is exactly what he's doing, right? He's pushing this as a character issue. He was on The View this morning, and he was there with the lady, Sunny Hostin, sucking up the entire time.
You brought tears to my eyes. You said that we are in a battle for the soul of this nation. And I felt that in my soul.
Oh, okay. Relax. First of all, you're a lawyer. Lawyers don't have souls. I'm kidding. I'm not about Hostin, but about lawyers in general. Okay, I'm kidding.
What did you mean by that?
What I mean by that is we are not, this is not who we are, the way we're treating people. It's not who we are as a nation when we're talking about things like the reason for your problem is the other.
Well, just real quick, and again, for those of you who are not familiar with me, I am Jason Rance. I'm filling in for Ben Shapiro. I have a tendency to stop people mid-sentence when they say something stupid or something that I can jump on. And this whole idea of that's not who we are. I'm sorry, but look at your own party. Look at your own party and realistically tell me that that's not who you guys are. Because for the last 2 years, what has happened on your side? You speak of decency, but what has happened on your side? Every single time someone says something you guys don't like, they're labeled a racist, they're labeled a homophobe, they're labeled an Islamophobe, they're called bigots, left and right, they're called fascists. We are compared to Hitler and Nazis. I'm a Jew, and I've been compared to Hitler and Nazis because I happen to also be a conservative. That's literally all they do. This is what the left does. Too many on the left, not all, but too many of them decide to do that. They put on these labels because it freaks people out, it gets people scared, and it lets it be a little bit easier as they move on to try to demonize us to push their own perspectives.
It really is what I said, and I really mean it. I wrote an article.
Some staffer wrote an article on his behalf, but continue.
Time and the Atlantic magazine back when Charlottesville happened, and saying that, this is not who we are. There's an American creed. It's about decency, honor, including everyone, leaving no one behind. But the idea to compare these racists and not condemn them and neo-Nazis and compare them to people who are genuinely decent Americans coming forward and saying, stop this. I don't remember that ever happening in an administration before.
Okay, that definitely has happened in administrations before. But again, while I agree with the general sense of categorically condemning the racists, and the president did not do that, Trump did not do that solely, and that's what I think he should have done. And ultimately, this is a bad move that's going to haunt him. I don't know if it moves the needle. I don't. Not on the right. But I do think it moves the needle on the left a little bit. Because if you are someone who's in those fringes, who is a Bernie Sanders supporter, all of a sudden you're saying to yourself, okay, Biden is the guy who the Democratic Party chose. Do I really want to vote for him? I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I was a Cory Booker. Well, no one's a Cory Booker supporter. I was a Amy Klobuchar. Well, that's also a bad. I was someone else's supporter. Do I want to go with Biden? And then when he starts to hit on the character issue later on in the campaign, assuming he moves on a little bit in between that, I do think that there's the potential to win some people over. Now, I watched a lot of The View. Ever since I read that book on The View and how they all hate each other, I've been watching The View a little bit more because I keep thinking about how much they hate each other. There was a whopper of a lie during this interview that Joe Biden engaged in. I want to play for you that clip.
I'm incredibly proud to have served with him. The thing I'm proud
about Obama
is we coincidentally were each in a different part of the country And we were each talking to groups of people that were being televised. And at the same day, purely coincidentally, we had asked the question, what are you proudest of in your administration? And you know what I said? It turns out he said the same thing, and probably a little more clearly than I
probably
is that not one single whisper of scandal.
Not one.
Not one.
Yeah.
What? Not one whisper? Not even a whisper?
What?
Not even like a little tiny whisper? What about the spying on James Rosen, the journalist from Fox News? Like, did anyone just at least have a little bit of a whisper? What about the secret server on your Secretary of State's email? Just like not even a little bit of a whisper? I thought there were a whole bunch of hearings for it. In fact, I thought she spent most of the campaign talking about it. What about the selling out of Israel with the Iran deal? What about the IRS targeting of conservative groups with the whole Lois Lerner thing? Was that like a little bit of a scandal? What about the coordinated lie to sell Obamacare? You remember that whole, if you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance thing? That turned out to be the biggest lie of the year, according to the Washington Post. What about the Benghazi attack that left an ambassador dead despite his concerns over security? Was that a little bit of a whisper of a scandal? What about Eric Holder being the first sitting cabinet member in history to be held in contempt of Congress? Was that just a little bit? Just a little tiny bit? A whisper of a scandal? We've got this revisionist history. And, of course, you've got people at The View who are trying to push this nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. It's revisionist history. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance filling in.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Welcome back to The Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance filling in. A laughably predictable controversy is rocking the New York City Council after Councilmember Kalman Yeager, accurately pointed out that Palestine doesn't actually exist. And yeah, Ilhan Omar is indeed an anti-Semite. After his comments, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, called him out to apologize, and the council speaker decided to boot him from a committee. David Harsanyi has a story, actually, up at thefederalist.com. It's there right now. He's a senior editor over at The Federalist, and he joins me now. David, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So they're mad at a council member over a historic fact. So take us through exactly how this all unfolded.
Well, I mean, this has been something that people have gotten upset about quite often lately. The New York Times, in fact, I think yesterday ran a piece where someone said that Jesus was a Palestinian, had been born a Palestinian, because people make no distinction between Palestine as a Roman province and Palestinians as an Arab people who I think showed up in the year 700 or so. Pointing this out to people that Palestinians are not indigenous to that land, or the Jews were maybe there before, definitely there before them, is very upsetting to them. And when this council person, who I believe was in Brooklyn, a Brooklyn council person, mentioned this in a tweet, he was threatened to, he was told to apologize, or that he would be removed from some of his committee seats or whatever, and he did not apologize, which I think was sort of brave of him in this environment, and they actually they took him off those committees.
What was the reason behind the apology? Were they making a point that Palestine does in fact exist, or are they making a point that's a little bit broader than that, specifically about the Palestinian people and the controversies over the land?
They made no such point. In fact, I mean, I don't know everything that was said, but from what I read, basically the argument was that this sort of rhetoric is upsetting to some people and that it's unnecessary and so on, and it shouldn't be used. I don't know if that sort of policing of language is used in any other way in New York, but certainly facts shouldn't upset people. They're facts.
Well, and the funny thing about this is, you're talking about the people who are offended. I'm not entirely sure how you're supposed to convey to some of those people that Palestine doesn't actually exist. And I suppose I could argue in the context in which we're having this conversation and they're arguing that Palestine exists, it could be deemed anti-Semitic, because the whole point of this contention is usually at the expense of the state of Israel.
Well, I mean, they're trying to, people talk about Palestine as a nation because they're trying to make it an inevitability, right, as far as politics goes and the way we talk about it. But that's not the case. It simply has never been a country, and, before 1967, no one even cared for it to be a country. And if it does become its own sovereign nation, it will only be because Israel has decided to allow that to happen. And this is not, it's not to brag about that. It's I wish that the people, that the governments around and the governments that controlled the Palestinian people, Hamas and Fatah, were more peaceful so that we could have this sort of relationship there between those two people, but it's not the case. So this is just a fact. I mean, pretending that there's a Palestine creates a conversation that is not based in reality, and then we can't have a discussion about what needs to happen moving forward, especially if the United States wants to get involved in any sort of peace deal.
So where do things stand right now?
As far as the peace deal goes?
Well, no. As far as this council member goes. I know that as of right now, Palestine still does not exist, and they're nowhere closer to any sort of meaningful peace.
Right. That's a big conversation. He was thrown off his committees. He hasn't apologized as far as I know, it didn't seem to me like he cared very much to be. The committee he was on, to be honest, was the Immigration Committee. I'm not sure what they do in New York City. I thought immigration was a federal matter. But for me, the problem isn't this guy or this committee or New York City Council. It's that I just see this sort of creeping sort of policing of language in a way that's just dishonest. And I think that always needs to be sort of pushed back against. We can't have real conversations about the world if we have this sort of, and I hate to use it, it's a cliche already, but it's just true. It's sort of Orwellian rules about how we're allowed to speak about things. I just think it undermines any kind of real conversation.
It does. For anyone who wants to read up a little bit more about this, go to thefederalist.com. We've been talking with David Harsanyi. He's a senior editor over there. Thank you so much, David, for spending some time with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance filling in. We've got more in just a few moments.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place you love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Fat Bull and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Jason Rance, filling in for Ben on this Friday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you want to yell at me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/JasonRance, JasonRantz. I'm the afternoon show host out in Seattle on AM 770 KTTH, and I am just fascinated by Beto O'Rourke, not because he goes by the name Beto and wants you to think that he's actually Latino, but he's been doing something in these early primary states where he's going to diners and talking to voters who just want a meal, man. But he's going there, and he stands on tables where people eat. He stands on counters, which is how Listeria spreads, which is ironic, I suppose, in this case, because he was recently doing one of these events, and he was asked about protecting abortion access. And the mixed messages that he sends here are kind of weird, because he ends up conflating abortion, which in the vast majority of cases are elective, and that's what I want to talk about here. He's arguing that that's similar with life-saving health care. That's what he's arguing. And in it, he ends up confusing the topics, I think on purpose, because it's in their best interest to pretend that an elective abortion, in the case where someone doesn't need it because they are trying to save the life of the mother or because it is a result of a rape or incest or things like that, he's trying to conflate the two, because then you might take a slightly different viewpoint on things that the Trump administration are trying to do right now as it relates to keeping federal dollars away from organizations like Planned Parenthood and other services that connect women or patients with abortion. Now, the majority of the cases of abortion are not to save the life of the mother. It's a right that women have, but we should understand that it's elective. And so listen to the way that he talks about this.
I talked about going to every county, no matter how red, how conservative, how Republican, and giving the same message and talking about a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own body, but connecting it not just to the 1973 Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade.
I like how he resets what Roe v. Wade is and the date and everything, almost like he's talking to a whole bunch of idiots.
But the lives that we are losing today in this country, as we've shut down all these family planning clinics in my home state of Texas, we've made it so hard for women to just get any kind of health care at all.
Okay, so that's not true. I mean, that's just not true. Let's be very clear. Let's be very clear about this. If there is ever any instance of a clinic that is closing down over any sort of law or any lack of funding as it relates to abortion services, then they're choosing to do that unless we're talking about a provider that only handles abortion. Because you very clearly can say, okay, you know what, for the sake of the female patients in our community, while we don't want to stop providing services having to do with abortion, we will stop it here so that we can at least remain open as the state legislature figures this out, as the lawyers and the pro-abortion groups figure this out in a legal sense, trying to go after the Trump administration. They had a big win in the city of Yakima with a federal judge today or yesterday afternoon. Okay, so it's not like there's no option. So let's be clear. When he's talking about it in this way, he's giving off a different reality. Because the reality is, you can choose to operate without having any services related to abortion. If they choose not to do that, they're taking a political stand, right? It's a political stand, I understand, because they do not believe that it should be so difficult to get an abortion. Okay, but let's be clear. They can simply stop providing those services while staying open so that people can come and visit them.
Including access to a legal, safe abortion.
You have access. Let's, again, not conflate access to abortion with subsidized abortion, which is a conflation that happens a lot. You have a right in this country to get an abortion. You do. You do not have a right for taxpayers to fund it. You do not.
Which, for, you know, as long as I've been alive, actually passed or decided the year after I was born, that's been the law on the land. And so no one wants to see people die in the wealthiest and most powerful country on the face of the planet for lack of care. So when I connect the fact that family planning clinics, Planned Parenthood to be specific, in Texas, is saving the lives of our fellow women, and it's a life and death matter in this country.
Okay, so you see what he's doing there? He's saying this is legitimately a life and death matter. And he's doing that because he wants to trick you on this topic into supporting subsidies for abortion clinics. And while I understand that abortion is legal, I don't want to pay for it. And a lot of people don't want to pay for it. And I have a little bit of a tricky sort of position on sort of my issue on abortion. Obviously, this is not going to impact me directly ever. It's not going to impact me. But I find myself being pro-life, not because I'm certain, it's because I'm uncertain. I'm pro-life because I have no idea when life begins. I have no clue. I know that there is a religious belief, but that is not the fact. I just don't know when life begins. God knows when life begins. I don't. And I'm not going to presume to know what God knows and hasn't decided to tell me. And so because I don't know when life begins, I err on the side of being pro-life because I err on the side of being in favor of life. Now, there's some people who don't believe that. And that's okay. They get to believe that. But you don't get to force me into paying for your beliefs. Sorry, you don't get to force me into paying for your beliefs. No more than I can force you to pay for my beliefs. And I'm okay with that. Oh, but then someone doesn't have access to abortion care or health care or whatever. And they use this general conversation, this general strategy, this argument when it comes to Obamacare, for example, and insurance coverage. They'll say if you don't have access to Obamacare, you don't have access to health care. That is not true. Health insurance and health care are two different things. But when you muddy the waters and you pretend that they're the exact same thing, you have an easier way to present the argument to someone who's like, well, I don't want to be without the ability to see a doctor when I've got the flu. They don't lose that ability ever. They never actually lose that ability. But they want you to think that they do. Meanwhile, there's been a rise in the number of women-owned businesses all across the country. According to an annual report from American Express, the number of women-owned businesses has gone up 32% since 2007. Now, this has to be fake news. Whoever, my producer pulled this story, it has to be fake news. Because I'm told that we live in the most sexist world ever. Our society is filled with institutionalized sexism. Sexism that kept Hillary Clinton from becoming president. We've got this monger, this hate monger who hates women in the White House. This cannot possibly be. And yet, oh, I guess it is. In fact, we've been seeing a steady incline in all of this since 2008. The jump nationwide of women-owned businesses in this country since 2008 is 57%. And it gets even better when you break down the number for women of color, 163%. That's insane. Another trend we are starting to see is women in their 50s and their 60s either choosing early retirement or starting their own business. Now, why is that important? Well, remember the big economic news today. This shows you if you're a woman in your 50s or if you're anyone in your 50s and you're choosing early retirement, it's because you can financially sustain yourself. And if you're choosing to stay in business or get into business when you're in your 60s, and start from scratch, it means, again, you've got the money to invest in these causes. Things are going really, really well. And this all happened under Republican leadership. This all happened under President Trump, that evil sexist. But since it did, there are still some people who look at this news and they want to look at it in a negative light. It's very difficult to look at this in a negative light, and yet some people are doing just that. Kimberly Smith, she is a business coach from Key Solutions Coaching for Women. She was talking with Cairo 7 TV that, hey, actually in Seattle, the struggle for women in business is absolutely there. And when you look at women of color who are trying to say, oh, it's the worst.
If white women are struggling to make it work, imagine what women of color are struggling with.
I mean, I can certainly imagine, but how about you give me actual data? Because I can't imagine what the struggle might be if the struggle doesn't actually exist. Now, certainly we can all say that when you start your own business, there is going to be a struggle, right? We can all acknowledge that no matter who the president is, no matter what city you live in, no matter what state you live in. If you start a business, there are general challenges. They're challenges. Now, I suppose I believe the idea that a woman who starts a business also struggles as a man. I totally believe that. But let's be clear, because the implication here is that women of color are having an especially difficult time. And yet she says that when we have 163% increase in businesses from women of color. Now, of course, that data doesn't indicate that there's no struggle at all. But it does indicate that the struggle is not necessarily as hardcore as she might think.
I need to help them understand their physical, their mental, and their spiritual capacity for failure. Just because we want to go and we have a passion, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be successful.
Uh-huh.
What does plan B look like?
So is this more about truly believing that the struggle is real for a lot of people despite these really good numbers? Or is this really now about selling a new virtual scam, which is, I'm a business coach. It seems like life coach, which is also a scam. You don't need a life coach. You don't need it. You can read a book if you want on self-help. You don't need a life coach. And I doubt you need a business coach, especially if you go in and say, hey, coach, I need some help to succeed in business. And you're all super eager. Just imagine going into her office. I'm super eager. I want to make this work. Tell me how I can make this work.
I need to help them understand their physical, their mental, and their spiritual capacity
uh-huh.
for failure.
Wait, for failure? But I came in here. I want to make this work. This is my plan A.
Just because we want to go and
yeah.
we have a passion, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be successful.
Oh, thanks.
So what does plan B look like?
Plan B is get a new business coach that is actually going to inspire me in a business environment that's actually trending in the right direction. That's kind of weird, right? Now, finally, coming to store shelves all across the country are cameras following you around while you shop. And it's not to stop you from actually stealing. This is a camera system that guesses your age, it guesses your mood, and it tracks what you're buying. Because then they can better figure out what you're going to want to buy in the future and what ad they can target you with. There will essentially be a screen that serves as a live billboard, a small screen in shops that might change what they're selling to you or how they're selling it to you. Beyond that, if you, let's say you walk into a store, let's say you're going into a Walgreens, because they've got the start of this technology out there in certain markets, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, and Bellevue here in Washington. If you've got a beard, and they see you walking by, it might show you an ad specifically for shaving products, or for products to, you know, do the stupid thing that hipsters do with their beards to make them all pointy and shiny, whatever it is. They're going to be able to figure that out. Now, in the Walgreens perspective, they actually installed cooler doors on their freezers with cameras and sensors. Now, the AP writes that instead of the usual clear glass doors that allow customers to see inside, there are video screens that display ads along with the cooler's contents. They see above the door handle is a camera that's going to try to guess your age and track where your eyes are looking to see what you're actually looking at. Now, at Walgreens, they say right now the function is not turned on. But a lot of people say, okay, I'm concerned about this. This can manipulate you. A lot of people take that position of the sort of the nefarious intent in all of this. They write in the AP, for instance, if many people are eyeing a not-so-healthy dessert but not buying it, a store could place it at checkout so you can see it again and, quote, maybe your willpower breaks down. That according to Ryan Kahlo. He's a professor at the University of Washington. He says just because a company doesn't know exactly who you are doesn't mean they can't do things that will harm you. Now, I know a lot of people, especially in the conservative Twitter sphere, who always hit me up on Twitter when I say this, you guys get way more paranoid about this than I think is warranted. This whole idea of we give up way too much of our privacy. We need to be more private. We need to be more aware of what we're giving up. Do we, though? Do we? I like going on Amazon. And I like it when Amazon says, oh, I just realized you were Googling a new couch or a new shirt or a new whatever. Here are a whole bunch of products that you probably would like to add to your cart. I like that because instead you're going to hit me with a whole bunch of stuff that I don't actually need. Instagram does a really good job at targeting me with ads. In fact, I buy stuff from Instagram probably every two days. It's actually alarming. But I like that. I like that. I like to be able to go to a store and it look at me and say, you know what? You're here because you want a keto snack or something. You're here because you smell and you need deodorant. Yeah, we put a scent mechanism on the cameras too. Here's an ad. Here's a coupon for 50 cents off deodorant. Like, I want to live in that world, and I'm okay. And let's be clear. The vast majority of people who claim with a straight face that they don't like this are the ones who will say yes to every single terms of service that's put in front of them because they want a free Facebook app. They want free Twitter. They want free Snapchat, although Snapchat, even the kids don't think it's cool anymore. You got to get on the Instagram story. If you want to follow me on Twitter or on Instagram, for that matter, Jason Rantz, J-A-S-O-N-R-A-N-T-Z. That is who I am, and I am filling in for the Ben Shapiro Show on this Friday.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There is nothing like it in the podcast universe.
Illegals flood in while our agents are exposed to life-threatening diseases, and some are testing positive for viruses including H1N1 swine flu, a drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis.
The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to wavecleanwater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to wavecleanwater.com. That's wavecleanwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Jason Rantz, filling in for Ben. This is a bizarre story, and it's kind of a gross story. It's not totally gross unless you really think about it, which of course you're going to because I just put that idea in your mind. KTLA-TV out of Los Angeles says 24 suspected gang members and associates described as quote-unquote foot soldiers for the Mexican mafia. Well, they're in trouble. They're in trouble with the law. They all got arrested. Here's Nick Hanna, U.S. attorney.
This is not the first time federal authorities have joined with our local counterparts to fight criminal gangs. Today's arrests signal that we will continue to pursue street gangs until families in every Southern California neighborhood can lead safe and peaceful lives.
Yeah.
Our cases have included indictments that dismantled the Leadership Council of MS-13. We targeted drug trafficking operations inside the L.A. County jails that were controlled by the Mexican mafia.
Okay, now that last part is kind of interesting, yeah? Inside of the L.A. County jails. So that, of course, made me wonder, well, what did these people actually get arrested for, these foot soldiers? They were arrested, according to KTLA, they were arrested in a scheme to deliberately get themselves arrested to smuggle drugs and syringes hidden in their bodies into San Bernardino County jails. Okay, so first of all, oh my God, ew. Second of all, ouch. I don't quite understand how they got the syringes in there. I suppose that that meant they packed them really, like, with, do you do, like, the bubble packaging? But that makes it really bulky, so it does wonder, where exactly are you putting it? And number three, can we all just say, as much as I'm glad that these people are now behind bars, and I hope they rot in prison, that's kind of committed, right? That's a little committed. You're literally stuffing your body filled with drugs and syringes and then deliberately getting arrested so you can go into the jail. I want that kind of attitude on my staff here in Seattle. Because I can't get my producer to pull audio I want sometimes. Like, I want him to pull it the right way, and he gives me some, oh, no, do it this way. It's going to be better. It's like, I'm in charge. Why don't you just listen to me? He can't even do that. And yet these dudes, they're smuggling drugs and syringes, getting themselves arrested on purpose. Here's Acting Chief Eric McBride of the San Bernardino PD.
Through violence and distribution of drugs, they've created havoc in the city of San Bernardino, and this investigation will go a long way towards making this a much safer community in the long run.
Man, you know what? Maybe they'll get on the right path, and we can hire them to just kind of tell us how to be better employees. I'm always, you know, people always say this about me. I'm someone who likes to look at the good in people, and so I'm choosing to look at the good in people in that situation. 35 of them ended up getting arrested. It's insane. Now, since it happened in California, we've got some unfortunate news in California. The state senate there just voted to ban schools from suspending kids for willful defiance, meaning kids will be willfully defiant and actually suffer no meaningful consequences. This was a bill that was similar, actually, that was passed last legislative session, but it was vetoed by the governor at the time, Jerry Brown. And now you've got the social justice warrior, this woke governor, Gavin Newsom. So I'm not entirely sure how he's going to go with this, but CBS News says, as part of the new bill, superintendents or principals would be asked to provide alternatives to suspension or expulsion that are, quote, age-appropriate and designed to address and correct the pupil's specific misbehavior. That's kind of weird, because isn't suspension and expulsion literally designed as age-appropriate and designed to address and correct the pupil's specific misbehavior? Now, apparently, the lawmakers there are looking at specific data to back up this claim that they believe that schools still deal with institutionalized racism. And we hear this claim coming from a lot of schools because research has absolutely shown, the data backs this up, that when you're looking at willful defiance and you're looking at the kids who are suspended or expelled, they're disproportionately African American. And that's the case in the school districts all across California. And so they're looking at it. Now, of course, that's just what it says. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say this data is this way because of institutionalized racism. That's not what it says. Activists end up coming up with the why. And they think it's because of institutionalized racism or some kind of bias, the unconscious kind, whatever it happens to be. Now, I was thinking about this because I was actually on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News last night, and they had me on to talk about this issue. And I was doing the prep, and I was trying to look into this bill and looking at the reasons. And I've had this thought before because we've had similar situations, similar arguments, at least, not a bill here in Washington, where they're saying, you know what, we've got these kids who are disproportionately being suspended. They happen to be from communities of color, and it, too, happens to be African Americans, number one, and then number two, I believe, is Latinos. So they're trying to figure out what goes on, and they're saying, institutionalized racism, we need to stop this. The progressives are making that point. I don't really hear conservatives use the argument of institutionalized racism, certainly not as it relates to this. Progressives also say they are the only ones who care about teachers. They've got the teachers back. They do all the bidding of the teachers' unions. Who exactly are suspending these kids and expelling these kids? Aren't they the teachers and...
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org. for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black Bear Diner feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Taking a stand for the Second Amendment, President Donald Trump spoke at the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Indianapolis, Indiana today.
We believe in the wisdom of our founders, and we believe in freedom and liberty and the right to keep and bear arms.
The president also signed a letter to remove America's signature on the UN Arms Trade Treaty.
Under my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom.
Christian leaders canceled Sunday services indefinitely across Sri Lanka, and officials urged Muslims to stay home for Friday prayers in an extraordinary call by the clergy to curtail worship as fear of more attacks plagued the island nation after the deadly suicide bombings on Easter.
Friday night, stores were closed, streets empty, and heavy security patrols continued across the country despite police saying the alleged mastermind of the attacks that killed over 250 people had died in one of the suicide blasts. Those Sri Lankans who did venture out spoke about the fear encompassing daily life at a level unseen since a long civil war ended a decade ago.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman, and he says many in Sri Lanka are angry that the government, paralyzed by internal disputes, hadn't acted on intelligence obtained weeks before Easter that warned of the attacks. California State University, Los Angeles, says 656 students and staffers possibly exposed to measles are under quarantine. That number up sharply Friday from the initial report of 198 employees and students told to stay at home earlier in the week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
2 short months ago, the world was in a complete frenzy over the market disruption. And now everything is A-OK, just peachy, right? We think not. Actually, not even close. Investors could be in for a rude awakening sooner than you may think. Don't commit the costly mistake so many other clueless retirees are going to make, getting caught with their pants around their ankles. For a limited time, you can get a 100% free copy of the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income ebook from Knight Strategic Wealth. You cannot find this ebook anywhere else, and you'll want to read what's inside. It's a step-by-step plan for anyone over the age of 55 who would like to enjoy a stress-free retirement. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send this eye-opening guide to you instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, then the Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income is just for you. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
Following his first summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has headed home after directing some harsh criticism at Washington.
Kim said the U.S. had negotiated in bad faith when he met with President Donald Trump in Hanoi 2 months ago. Russian news agencies reported Kim left about 4.5 hours earlier than planned, but haven't explained why. Putin, who indicated he may try to help break North Korea's standoff with Washington, had already left for a meeting in Beijing. Before his train trip, Kim attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the headquarters of the Russian Navy's Pacific Fleet. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Ride-hailing giant Uber is aiming to raise $9 billion in its mammoth public stock offering that, while smaller than initially expected, still dwarfs most stock market debuts. The San Francisco-based company expects to be valued at $80 billion to over $91 billion. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee has introduced a bill to create a single set of rules to govern the Internet administered by one federal regulator.
That's the Browser Act,
It's about fairness. It's about encouraging innovation. It is about making certain that we keep a free and open Internet.
And Blackburn warns consumers are losing control over their privacy as they rely more and more on apps to conduct their daily lives on the Internet.
They generate massive amounts of data about themselves, and that is the problem. Many companies call this data and use it for a range of purposes without the user's knowledge.
Blackburn says that her bill seeks to offer users more control over their digital selves, but calls state and local rules insufficient given the global nature of Internet commerce. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Jason Rance, filling in for him. I host the afternoon show on KTTH in Seattle. We call it the Jason Rance Show because we literally have no creative skills at all. We just go with our names and we have big egos. We've got a lot planned this hour. We may have one of the first sanctuary airports in the entire country. And it might find itself a home right here in Seattle. A road rage incident gets more ragey in Los Angeles. Plus, Liz Harrington from the RNC, she's going to stop by to talk about the Trump re-election strategy. But first, lots of people are talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is running for president, and of course, he's already getting a whole bunch of support from a lot of media outlets. Now, this morning, he hung out with the ladies at The View for what essentially was a love fest. They all explained how much they love him. And they lobbed a whole bunch of softballs his way, including one, actually, that I think he kind of flubbed. So he was asked by Abby Huntsman, who is supposed to be one of the conservatives on the panel, to basically respond to the criticism that he is incredibly old and seems sleepy, right? Donald Trump called him Sleepy Joe Biden. And so the question was, okay, why is it that Trump is calling you out? What's your take on that? What's your take that Trump says that you actually make him look super young and vibrant? Because, let's be clear, if Joe Biden becomes president, he is going to be old. Let me quickly do the math. Plus 3 times pi divided by 2. He'd be 117 years old if he were elected.
If he looks young and vibrant compared to me, I should probably go home.
Just real quick, and I don't, my apologies, Mr. Vice President, for cutting you off. Listen to the tone of his voice as he's doing this, because he lacks energy talking about a response to a criticism that he lacks energy.
Okay, everybody knows who Donald Trump is, and the best way to judge me is to watch, see if I have the energy and the capacity. And I mean,
he literally sounds like he's about to fall asleep. He literally sounds in this clip like he's about to nod off. Why don't you answer this question with some pizzazz, something? Be a little bit more animated. Why am I more animated at your stupid answer than you are in your legitimate one?
It's just, you know, this is show me business. You know?
So you want Sleepy Joe?
That's the first time I've ever been referenced that way by anyone else. It's usually, the other end, Hyper Joe, but,
No one has ever called him Hyper Joe in the history of his life. No one has, be legitimate here. And I know there are a lot of people listening all across Dallas, New York, LA, Seattle. go on YouTube and find a clip of literally anyone calling Joe Biden Hyper Joe, and send me the link on Twitter. I would love to see that, because he's been known to claim that people call him things. I remember when he was stumping during the second election, his reelection campaign as vice president under Obama, he would say, you know, people call me Average Joe. No one's ever called you Average Joe. You've called yourself Average Joe. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. You can't call yourself something and then say other people call you that. And I will say this, because I don't particularly find him in a general sense to be sleepy. I find him just uninspiring. There's already a sleepy candidate. It's Sleepy Jay Inslee. He's the governor of Washington. He's known in conservative circles here in Washington State as Sleepy Jay. So we can't have Sleepy Joe and Sleepy Jay. Let's come up with something a little bit more exciting for Joe Biden. I kind of like the Creepy Joe. I do like that. But it's not really all that inspired. I want something a little bit more. And if you have your suggestions, go ahead and send me a tweet at twitter.com/JasonRants. Now, on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough decided to defend Joe Biden's record, which some progressive activists are actually calling out. And they're talking about his support of the Iraq War. They're talking about his support of some tough crime bills back in his history as a senator. And some are calling him out for his handling of Anita Hill. And Joe Biden is getting some defense from, again, the supposed Republican Joe Scarborough.
Joe Biden was there. Hillary Clinton was there. George W. Bush was there. You were there. I was there, okay? I was wrong on the Iraq War.
Just real quick, were you guys there? What about you? No, you weren't there. What about, were you there? Because I wasn't.
Like all of those people
as
that
I
mentioned.
Yes,
as you were. As, by the way, 75% of Americans were.
Yes.
Joe Biden needs to say, you know what? I was there. I was there during the crime bill. Yeah. I had seen black communities ravaged by crack. What did you want me to do? I had to do something. I had to do something. And it's easy for you to sit there behind your laptop drinking your soy latte in 2019, judging me for trying to make the country better.
Now, the funny thing is, I don't necessarily disagree with his bigger picture point, right? I think that what ends up happening on both sides of the aisle, especially when you've got a potential candidate who has such a long history, of course, they're going to have some errors in judgment, right? And of course, if you judge someone by 2019 standards, when you use those standards back in, I don't know, 1983, it's not necessarily fair. And the Democrats do a lot of that. They tend to do it on social justice issues, on social justice topics, this whole idea that you need to have been woke in 1983 by 2019 standards. And of course, you're not going to be able to win that battle. And really, it's just a whole bunch of young people who don't like the older generation of politicians. And in a lot of regards, I can't blame them, right? But let's be clear. When you set up the standards that you're only going to trust the judgment of someone who is a millennial or someone who was born just in the course of the last few years, well, you're going to elect eventually children. And children don't really run countries very well. They don't come up with good laws. They come up with really bad plans like the Green New Deal. I mean, literally look at AOC. She is a young, up-and-coming star for the Democratic Party. I'm okay with her being the star of the Democratic Party. I'm cool with that. But where I disagree, I guess, with Joe Biden, or excuse me, with Joe Scarborough, he basically makes a point in a way that suggests you should never scrutinize past. You should never scrutinize a past vote, a past speech, a past position. You should never do that. And that's where I guess I disagree with him. Because there are certainly votes that were taken that you can say, okay, you know what, even at the time, I would not have voted that way. Here's why. You don't necessarily have to judge it by contemporary standards. And that's essentially what Joe Scarborough is asking of you. He's doing his defense for Biden because he believes that Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. And that's the only reason he's getting involved in that way. Meanwhile, King County Executive Dow Constantine, he just realized that a local airport that the county owns, King County houses Seattle, for example. So this is a very progressive county in Washington State. He realized that Boeing Field, which they own, has been used by ICE to deport illegal immigrants who have actually committed criminal acts. So these are people who are the worst of the worst, not just someone who came here for a better life and they just happened to get a speeding ticket. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here are the legitimate bad guys who commit assault, who commit murder, who commit rape and whatnot. And so, weirdly, he doesn't want to kick those people out of this country, which is a position that I just don't understand. In fact, I would argue it's a little bit offensive. We'll get into that in a second. But they're really, really proud of this move that they're taking. Rachel Smith is his chief of staff.
No other local jurisdiction, to our knowledge, has done this. And so, you know, we are hoping to be leading the way.
So this whole idea that we're the first, it means we're the best. It means we're innovative. It means we're forward-thinking. That's not always true, right? I mean, it's also possible that you're the first because it's a stupid idea, because it's an idea that's not going to work, because it's an idea that's going to put you on the radar of the FAA, because the FAA, I'm assuming, can simply step in and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, no, 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 you're not doing that. Sorry, we own the airwaves. We're not going to let you do this, not to government flights. And so it seems like King County understands that. So they're trying to go about this ban in a little bit of a roundabout way. Here's John Parrott. He's the director of the airport.
The reason we're giving here is we are going to negotiate it through the leases. We're not saying these flights cannot come in. We're saying those that have agreements with us must abide by certain standards.
Okay, but aren't you doing the exact same thing just in a roundabout way that still makes it illegal?
I believe the intent of the executive order is to cover all immigrant detainee flights, whether they're deportation or relocation.
Now, by the way, that's kind of tricky because when you are a government agency like ICE doing this, you don't actually have to put through a passenger manifest, certainly not in the way that you would normally have to do it for your domestic flights.
By having the cameras viewing the ramp areas, we'll be able to review and see how the people are getting on and off aircraft.
Okay, that sounds like spying. I thought spying was wrong. I thought literally part of the progressive platform is you don't want spying. The ACLU gets really, really, really mad when there's even the technology that's introduced that has the capacity of spying on people. I thought you'd, but in this case, you do want it because you can use it to further your own agenda. Okay, got it. What if, by the way, if you're going to start spying on these people, and I guess they're going to look at people who look like they're illegal immigrants, I'm not entirely sure how that would work. What if ICE agents put, like, the big mustache and the glasses on the individuals and maybe put wigs on the people? Would that be scandalous? Like, is that offensive? Would that be scandalous?
The use of our minimum standards, we'll be able to ensure that certain standards are upheld with people boarding and deplaning aircraft.
Got it.
In some months, we believe there are in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 flights a month.
Oh, my gosh. We must stop that. Imagine being this passionate that you don't realize that what you're doing is literally what you claim Trump is doing. Because these folks are conflating immigrants who are here illegally but are here either through no fault of their own. Let's say they're DACA recipients. Maybe they're here because they're just fleeing really bad situations at home. Maybe they're here just because they actually want to have a better economic life for themselves and their family, right? I have no problem with people who are here illegally who are actually abiding by the law otherwise. I mean, I don't want people to come here illegally. I wish we had a system that allowed them to come here legally in an easier way, but we don't yet, and we need to have some reforms. But you'll remember that the left went nuts when Trump said they're bringing their rapists and their murderers here. Isn't that exactly what Dow Constantine, this King County executive, and the progressives who are getting behind this are saying? He's conflating the two. He's saying he doesn't want to deport illegal immigrants who happen to be rapists and murderers. That's what he's saying. So he's treating them the same way he would treat an illegal immigrant who didn't commit a horrible crime. Why would you conflate the two? I mean, why not spend your energy and your efforts fighting for the people who are actually good people in their communities, who are abiding by the law, who are bringing up their communities, who are taking advantage of, hey, making a better life for themselves and the people around them? It's just bizarre to me. I don't understand it. But that's what they do. And when you're an ideologue, you tend to be blind to these kinds of double standards. And one other thing I don't understand is something that's happening in Texas today. It's supposed to happen in Texas today. In fact, I put my producer on watch. He's supposed to tell me because they might change how you're able to buy beer. The Texas State House is deciding what to do with a bill that would allow stores to sell beer and wine on Sunday at 10 a.m. instead of at noon. Now, another plan in this bill could also allow breweries to sell their craft beer to go. Now, NBC News says currently Texas is the only state that doesn't allow visitors to buy the brewery's beer to go. It's a push to even the playing field with Texas wineries, distilleries, and brew pubs, blah, 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 blah. This is an interesting story to me only in the sense that there is a tension sometimes in conservative circles on issues like this. Sort of the morality of imbibing. There are religious beliefs having to do with alcohol, for example. You can see a lot of that happening in Utah, right? So you've got the morality of imbibing versus the conservative principles of personal freedom and being able to choose for yourself whether or not you're going to imbibe, whether or not you're going to enjoy a nice beer or two or four, depending on the mood and how your favorite sports team just did. I'm Jason Rance. I'm filling in for Ben Shapiro. If you want to send me a tweet, Twitter.com/JasonRance.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com. We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance filling in. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know how we're told that if you see something going wrong, that we should probably do the right thing and get involved, be smart about it, be safe about it, but you're supposed to get involved? That's stupid advice. I think you should just mind your own business, because I keep seeing stories and having personal experiences that when you do, in fact, get involved, nothing good happens. In fact, you can ask this couple out of Los Angeles, James and Alitza. They were kind of sitting in their van on Ventura Boulevard in L.A. They're minding their own business. And they saw some dude with a bat threatening another driver out on the road.
I see this guy just going crazy and cussing and
banging on this lady's window and on the hood of her car.
Okay, so they decide, hey, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do in a situation like this. I'm going to step in and I'm going to help, and it doesn't go so well for them.
So I rolled down the window, and I said, hey, man, you don't really want to do this. It's not worth it.
Like, he was in a suit, like, and all of a sudden he's, like, looking at him with rage in his eyes. He popped his trunk, and then I saw the bat, and that's when I freaked out. I lost it.
Oh, he had a bat. Oh, that is so dead. I'm kidding.
I started screaming, and I was crying.
And I started to pull away, and as I started to pull away, he smashed out my back window with the bat.
And they didn't even catch this guy, the cop.
I started screaming down Ventura Boulevard, like, please call the cop.
And he just bolted as soon as the light changed, and it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a witness at the end there. Now, none of this would have happened if they minded their own business. And by the way, what if the road rager happened to be right? To be mad at the driver. Maybe he was in the right. Maybe the driver was blasting Kid Rock music and wouldn't stop, although that's actually a bad example because Kid Rock rules. But, I mean, you kind of get my point, right? What if there was a reason? Never get involved. I can tell you with certainty that it always ends bad because of an experience that I've had over and over and over again. In fact, I weirdly had an experience in this. So I don't have a car, and I needed to get somewhere for this appointment on a Thursday afternoon. And I decided, hey, okay, I'm going to ride the bus, even though it was two buses that I had to take, which is kind of a pain in the backside. But I decided to do it because I'm an urbanist. So I get on one of the buses, and it's fine for the most part. And we're getting close to one of our stops. But this guy who's on the bus starts harassing this elderly woman, getting in her face, yelling at her. And I did what I was supposed to do. I did what any good, responsible, upstanding young man is supposed to do. I pulled out my phone and I started to film it on Instagram. And this is why you don't get involved. I ended up missing my next stop and I missed my connecting bus and then I was late. Now, would that have happened if I didn't stop and help film this woman being berated? No, if I'm making it all. I'm kidding. Like, I'd ever get on two buses. I take an Uber. In New York, I wouldn't take the bus, although now I'm feeling a little bit better about the bus situation there. So something's been going on there with a serial urine thrower. Yes, some dude had been terrorizing female MTA drivers by throwing urine at them, and in one case actually physically assaulted him. Now, they do say, by the way, the throwing the urine. Weirdly, the story at first did not say in what capacity was the urine being held. It comes in later on in the story. Now, one of the victims tells Channel 4 New York that they shouldn't have to endure this just simply going to work. And I agree with her.
We're out there trying to make a living, one, two, to move New York. Without us, the city will be crippled. And this is what we have to endure. It's sad.
So Earl Phillips is the union secretary treasurer for these jobs. He says workers feel picked on, my producer says, but I was like peed on, right?
These are the sick old people that we have walking around that believe that the workers that we represent that are being hired by the New York City Transit Authority are just targets for this sickness.
Literal targets for the sickness of the urine. The good news is that the NYPD apparently caught the guy. They arrested him actually for a forcible touching incident, but then they processed him for the throwing of the urine. They realized it was the same guy. Now, NBC New York says Lucinda Donnelly was the first victim. She told News 4 she saw the suspect get on her subway in Harlem. At the time, she noticed he was holding an empty water bottle. But every single time the train would stop, this dude would get off the train just for a minute, and then would look at her, like eye her, right before getting back on the bus, or in this case, the train. Now, when the subway pulled into Brook Avenue, Donnelly says she saw the guy get off the train. This time, the water bottle was filled with yellow liquid. Donnelly said the man stopped and, quote, stared at me dead in the face. He would curse at her, and then he threw the contents of the water bottle at her. And then it got especially physical, right? I mean, if that wasn't worse, he then punches her in the head and then he runs off. She said she was drenched, but the good news is, for whatever reason, she was wearing safety goggles at the time.
He was at my window.
She says she left her window open to catch a nice spring breeze, but yeah. Not another person's bodily fluids.
It was crazy amount of urine. Like, I don't know. Who stands with a full cup of urine?
I mean, that is the question I've been trying to get an answer to for a good week and a half. Who does this? Now, I'm assuming that this is a crazy guy. I'm assuming that maybe this guy is homeless and he's in need of some mental health. I'm glad that they caught the guy. But this is the kind of story that makes me not want to take public transit. And I know that it's not the reality in almost all cases when you take transit, right? I mean, I suppose it depends on what city you're in. But for the most part, I've not experienced anything like this. But in the back of my head, I always wonder about whether or not this is going to happen to me. And I don't want urine. I mean, in this case, I don't want urine thrown at me. Kind of weird. But the good news is, again, the serial urine thrower, he has been caught, and all is well in New York. You are listening to The Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rantz filling in. Thank you so much for...
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show on this Friday. I'm Jason Rance. I'm filling in. I'm the afternoon drive host on KTTH in Seattle. Joe Biden enters the race for president, and most polls have him leading the pack on the Democratic side, with one outlier poll suggesting he'd actually beat President Trump by 8 points. But, of course, it's incredibly early. What exactly does this mean for the race? Joining me on the line is Liz Harrington. She is the RNC national spokesperson. Liz, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So should the president be most worried about Biden? All the supposed leaks say that this is the one candidate that the president doesn't really want to go up against.
Well, I don't think so, because Biden has a very lengthy, long record in the swamp, and it's not of any results. It's a failure. So he's got the name ID because he's trying to ride on the coattails of two terms of Obama. But what was the record for those two terms? I mean, he's now on the campaign trail talking about he wants America to be back where it used to be. Well, where is that exactly? Where wages were plummeting, where the economic new normal was slow growth. We just had great, better than expected, once again, GDP numbers today at 3.2%. He wants to take us back to what? Manufacturing jobs lost again. I mean, they said those jobs were never going to come back. Forget about it. They lost 193,000 manufacturing jobs under two terms of Obama and Biden. And just in 2 years under President Trump, we've grown 490,000 manufacturing jobs. So he has a record to run on, and it's not a record of results.
Well, based at least on the first video that Joe Biden put out, he's making this about the character of President Trump. If that's what he does the entire time, is there a worry that it might carry the Democratic base to get even more involved in some of the states that Trump won, but by a close margin?
Well, I think his video is the same old story that we saw in 2016 with Hillary Clinton making her entire rationale for running about Donald Trump, because she didn't have a message, she didn't have a plan or a reason why she was running. And that's the same thing with Biden. He wants to try to attack this president with another smear that's been totally debunked, that the media continues to claim. But what is the actual rationale for him running? And if we go issue by issue, there's no results there. I mean, if you look at foreign policy, you see Joe Biden, what's he going to attack the Trump administration on Russia and this Russia conspiracy? I mean, he was one of the chief architects of the failed Russian reset. He wanted better relations with the Kremlin. The Obama-Biden response to the attempted Russian interference in the election, they said they choked. They said they did largely symbolic, weak sanctions, and this president has actually held Russia accountable. They've sanctioned over 180 individuals or entities related to Russia's actions over the past 2 years and before that. So everything, no red lines in Syria that they didn't enforce, a weak foreign policy, a weak economic policy, and then, of course, there's Obamacare. Joe Biden claims he's the most progressive person in the race. So is he going to get on board with Medicare, so-called Medicare for All, which is a government-run, top-down, socialized medicine plan? They promised that Obamacare would fix all of these problems. They promised that Obamacare was not a Trojan horse for single payer. Well, that's exactly what it turned out to be.
So let's talk about the economy for a second, because as you point out, today we got some fantastic news about growth of the economy, and it went up in a way that I think a lot of people were caught by surprise, even some of the people who were very positive on where the economy was going. But with that, of course, there is this general unease from the experts to say, okay, a fact of the matter is we can't be as robust with this kind of positive growth throughout the next 2 years. That would be very unlikely. If you run on the economy, what's the concern that some of the realities of the economy can come out and actually hurt the president?
I don't think there's a concern there at all, because the policies he's continuing to implement, I mean, the deregulation has been so instrumental in getting the economy roaring again. And again, we look back, wages are rising for the first time in a decade, and that's for everyone. That's for the bottom 10% are actually seeing the highest wage growth at their wages are rising at 6.5%. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And then you look, we're going to have new jobs numbers coming out next week, but if you look at the last month's numbers, 74% of the new jobs that were created were people coming back to work from off the sidelines. I mean, it's an incredible revival of the American dream. Yeah. You have unemployment at record lows, and I think that's going to continue, because there's so much with the tax cuts. We're going to have residual effects from that for years to come. I mean, if you listen to Kevin Hassett at the Council of Economic Advisors, he says another 4 years, jobs are going to continue to come back because America is a good investment again. We're no longer the highest tax place on earth, and we're good for business, and that's good for everyone. That's good for people coming back to work. That's good for wages. It's good for GDP growth like we saw today.
Liz Harrington is the RNC national spokesperson. She's joining me on the line. We're talking about how Joe Biden entering the race impacts the 2020 reelection campaign for the president. Is Trump vulnerable in any one specific place in your view?
I don't think so. Again,
you don't think he has any vulnerabilities at all?
I mean, look at the record. Look at the promises he's made. It's so incredible. You look at Joe Biden, who spent over 16,000 days in the swamp, and what did he ever accomplish? I mean, he smelled a lot of hair. He was a vice president who had a terrible record on foreign policy, and yet you have Donald Trump, who's only been in office for 825 days, and yet he's followed through on every single promise he's made. 5.3 million jobs, 453,000 manufacturing jobs, the tax cuts, historic low unemployment, 22 regulations out for every new one in, the ISIS defeated in Syria, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, the criminal justice reform, VA reform. I mean, the list goes on and on. Great Supreme Court justices. All of those things he promised to do, and that's what he's doing. And still on immigration, we're starting to get the wall going up. I mean, there's so many things he promised to do that he now has a record to tout. I mean, he's been transparent. He's been open and honest about what he believes in. He believes in this country, and he's been consistent on every single issue, and we're seeing the results.
But is there a single Democratic candidate right now that you think poses a legitimate concern as far as, you know, a reality of the Hillary Clinton campaign was she was unlikable, and yet she still was able to get the majority vote? And obviously she decided not to go to Wisconsin, which was a huge blunder that I'm assuming that whomever's going to be the next candidate is not going to make, where they're going to legitimately play the Electoral College strategy, because that's how President Trump did it, or then candidate Trump did it. So is there anyone right now that you look at and say, okay, this one could be at least a little bit more of a concern than the others? No one thinks that, you know, some of the more fringer candidates are going to get anywhere, of course, but is there anyone there that you're like, oh, okay, I still think we can win, but it's going to be a little bit tougher?
Honestly, I think the president can go up against any of them. And the fact is, no, but I will say, this is the honest truth, what I believe. Because, look, their main front runner, besides Biden, is Bernie Sanders. And he's a socialist. And he has successfully co-opted the Democratic Party to embrace radical ideas. And look, that's what Biden's going to have to embrace as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned the Electoral College. The only way they got to Wisconsin, they have the convention there this time because they completely forgot about it. But they're all talking about throwing the Electoral College out because they lost an election. And you can forget about middle America having a voice and a say in any presidential election if they get their way. But it just shows that's just one issue that they've adopted because they've literally lost their minds because President Trump won the election, and they're just doing this race to the left. So Biden's going to have to adopt these policies. How is he going to set himself apart? He's already apologizing for every position he's ever held over, you know, more than three decades in the swamp. And so, look, it's not just the Electoral College. It's single-payer health care. They're all talking about this radical government one-size-fits-all system where – almost 200 million people, Americans, will get kicked off their private health insurance, where the government will decide what gets covered, not you. They're all adopting this Green New Deal, which I like to call just an old socialist delusion, because it's the same old story. It could have been written by Vladimir Lenin. I mean, it's government-controlled, top-down, central planning of every aspect of your life, whether what you drive, what you eat. I mean, you see what de Blasio is doing in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where the energy is. This is where the energy is. This is what all the mainstream candidates are adopting. Because they can't win on the actual issues. They can't win on the economy, so they have to create this fantasy alternate reality where everything's so bad in America today, and they have to create this fantasy where the world is going to end, literally, they say, in 12 years. And they use that as an excuse to take over. Oh, why is it that we always have to give up our great economy and our
mm-hmm.
great freedom for these climate change proposals? But it's nonsense. But that they're going to try to scare people to think that the weather is going to kill them in 12 years because they can't win on the actual result.
Yeah,
so I think we have such a good opportunity to show the contrast there.
Yeah, and I generally agree with that. I mean, this whole idea that Biden is going to be able to try to come off as this moderate in this Democratic Party in 2019, I think, is just insane. And they put themselves in a weird position, the Democrats, right? I mean, you've got their two big leaders in Biden and Sanders right now. They're the ones. They're the exact ones that have been demonized by some of the fringier elements of the left, which is you're an old, white, straight dude. And that's not necessarily what the Democrats like. And I think you're right in the sense of you've got them going further and further to the left because they think that's going to energize the younger people in the Democratic Party. And I think that that's true. It does. But it also alienates the older voters who are not going to want to vote for that. And so they're just kind of – it's a double-edged sword they've created.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we'll see what the voters have to say, but another thing, I mean, you have these so-called moderate, mainstream-type candidates like Kamala Harris who wants to have a conversation about letting the Boston Marathon bomber vote from prison. I mean, Bernie Sanders has led all these people to adopt very radical, insane ideas, and Joe Biden, among them, he's already had to apologize for every position he's ever held, whether it's the crime bill, whether it's the hearings with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, whether it's being very creepy with a lot of women over the years on camera, and whether it's calling the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, a decent guy. He had to apologize for that. Do you think he's going to be able to defend any of his record, any of his past positions that are now so passé in the woke Democratic base that is basically moving towards socialism? I don't think so. So they've got a battle on their hands. They've chosen identity over ideas. And the fact of the matter is Biden doesn't have the identity, and he doesn't have the ideas either.
We'll see how it goes. One thing's for sure. When Trump is involved, it does tend to get a lot exciting. We've been talking with Liz Harrington. She's the RNC national spokesperson. Liz, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm Jason Rance. I am filling in for Ben Shapiro. We've got more when we come back in just a few moments.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe. Illegals flood in while our agents are exposed to life-threatening diseases, and some are testing positive for viruses including H1N1 swine flu, a drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis. The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show on this Friday. I'm Jason Rance filling in. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's an interesting bit of controversy. It's contrived controversy, of course, because when it comes to Donald Trump and the media, there is a lot of that going on, right? There's a whole lot of people saying something is outrageous. I can't believe it's happening. And, of course, it involves Fox News, which means, oh, my God, that's state-run TV. And then you look at the actual substance of the argument and, like, that what? How's that a bad deal? Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, she was on Fox News. I know. Guys, I know. I'm just as outraged as you, or I'm pretending to be. Because the left is pretending to be apoplectic of this. Because, oh my God, do you know what she actually did? She weighed in on the candidates running against her father-in-law. I know, I'm shocked as well. Except I'm not shocked at all. It's a criticism that literally makes no sense. So Lara Trump, she was asked about Joe Biden. And she actually said something that I wasn't expecting to hear from her.
Let's let Joe Biden get in the race. He's been saying for months now that he's going to get in the race. It hasn't happened yet. We will see tomorrow if it happens. But he certainly right now seems to look the most sane out of the candidates that we've seen, the 20 candidates now that we've seen throw their hat in the ring for 2020. That's for sure, and that's saying a lot.
So contrast what she just said to what Liz Harrington just said on the show, right? I mean, there's clearly a difference of opinion. Liz will say, the RNC national spokesperson, she's leaning in and saying, you know what? Yeah, Biden's not a threat. He's not a threat at all. But then when you hear Laura Trump say that he's kind of the most normal of the crazies, that seems to indicate that, yes, there is that little bit of a threat. And I tend to agree with Trump's assessment, Lara Trump's assessment, that, yeah, he's the most normal human being of the 20 that are running. He's the one who poses, I would argue, the most significant threat to the president if the election were held today. But I didn't see anything that was wrong with Trump's daughter-in-law answering a simple question. I'm not entirely sure I understand why that's somehow untoward. You mean to tell me, over at MSNBC or CNN, if you had her on your show, you wouldn't say, hey, so what do you think about your father-in-law's chances against Beto O'Rourke or Amy Klobuchar or Cory Booker? You wouldn't ask that, because on MSNBC, New Yorker writer Jane Mayer, she was criticizing Fox News because of all of this.
It's basically serving as a kind of an extension of the Trump White House at this point. And
for having a guest on? Okay, got it. Cool, thanks.
And, you know, I was watching it, too, along with you, and I was amazed that among the people that Fox turned to have for analysis of the 2020 race is Laura Trump, who, as an expert, she happens to be the daughter-in-law of the president. And
so just real quick, because you get the sense right now that she's implying that the only people they spoke to, the only person they spoke to on Fox News that day, the only person they spoke to was Laura Trump. They had all these experts who can provide analysis, but what did they do? They went to a Trumpster. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. And Jane Mayer knows that. Laura Trump was one of dozens and dozens and dozens of voices on Fox News that day. They have a lot of different voices on all sides of issues that come on. I would argue Fox News is better at presenting the other side's opinion and making sure that the listeners or the viewers have access to that than CNN or MSNBC. But please continue, Jane Mayer.
I mean, it's so kind of astoundingly unprofessional.
Like, O-M-G. It is so unprofessional.
You know, what would they say if you had Chelsea Clinton's husband up there sort of handicapping the Trump administration?
I'd be like, first, wait, you're the husband, right? Because I have no idea what he looks like, so I'd have to just double check. And then I guess I would ask that question. Yeah, sure. And I would ask a whole bunch of questions about Hillary Clinton as well.
If people don't do this in really distinguished and respected news organizations, but Fox plays by its own rules, and obviously Trump thinks that there are rules that he should help set.
I mean, I suppose we can pretend that Fox plays by their own set of rules when they clearly don't. But okay, I mean, we can pretend that that's the case all we want. I find it ironic because you know who Jane Mayer is actually talking to in this interview? I purposely didn't tell you. Nicole Wallace, who's a former staffer from the McCain campaign. And I got to have let's just clear the decks here on something. How many former Obama staffers work for MSNBC or CNN? I'm just kind of curious because Jim Sciutto, who's gotten a lot of stories wrong, by the way, is a former Obama staffer over at CNN. And he's reporting on things having to do with the Obama administration without even the courtesy of one of those asterisks. Oh, by the way, I used to work for the Obama administration. None of that is put out there. Daily Caller, actually, a few months ago, they had a big write-up on that, on how often Jim Sciutto would go on and would talk about things that he clearly has a, little bit of a conflict of interest on, and they would almost never explain that conflict. Is MSNBC and CNN, are they arms of Obama teams? Are they arms of the McCain campaign? Or are they saying, hey, we've got someone who has some interesting perspectives, has had access to, an avenue of government that most people have no access to, have an understanding of the inner workings of campaigns or of government functions that most people don't have, and we can use them to further our knowledge of the systems in place. Anyone who's telling you that they wouldn't have Laura Trump on, or Eric Trump, or Donald Trump Jr., or Ivanka, or anybody, is lying to you. They are lying to you. MSNBC, if they could, they would book that in a heartbeat, and they would ask virtually the exact same questions. Maybe they'd go about it in a different way, and there would probably be more shaming and yelling involved, because that's what MSNBC and...
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump told the National Rifle Association's convention in Indianapolis Friday that their values line up with the rest of the country.
Together we are fighting for the timeless values that have built and sustained our nation. And our nation is greater today than it has ever been.
And the president says he is withdrawing the U.S. from an arms trade treaty because it's badly misguided. He made that announcement in a speech to the convention. Vice President Mike Pence also at that convention. Efforts to erase Confederate names from public spaces, monuments, and streets continue.
A Northern Virginia county is asking a state board to rename a highway that currently honors Confederate President Jefferson Davis. The Arlington County Board voted unanimously Thursday night in favor of a resolution asking the Commonwealth Transportation Board to change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. The highway is also known as U.S. Route 1. Under state law, the county cannot change the name itself. Arlington estimates it'll have to spend $17,000 to pay for new street signs if the board approves the change. Keith Peters reporting.
California State University Los Angeles says 656 students and staffers possibly exposed to the measles are under quarantine. That number up sharply Friday from the initial report of 198 employees and students told to stay home earlier in the week. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says anyone who is placed in quarantine must obey the order.
The order is binding, and it tells a person or a group of people that they need to confine themselves to a particular location in order to prevent exposing others to a communicable disease.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
This is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Some kids, too, sleeping rockers are being recalled after five infants died in them over the past 7 years.
700,000 of the sleepers that were sold since 2012 at Walmart, Target, and Toys R Us are being recalled. It comes just 2 weeks after Fisher-Price recalled about 4.7 million of its similar Rock and Play sleepers in which more than 30 babies died over a decade. The deaths in both sleepers occurring when infants rolled over from their backs to their stomachs or sides while unrestrained. Consumers can get a refund or voucher by contacting Kids Too. John Scott reporting.
Mayor Catherine Pugh vowed to help transform Baltimore into the greatest city in America, but she has thrust her community back into a harsh spotlight. Demands for Pugh's resignation dramatically intensified as FBI and IRS agents carried off boxloads of documents in raids of her city hall offices. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump says he feels young and vibrant at age 72 and can easily beat 76-year-old Joe Biden.
This is how the president responded when asked, how old is too old to be president?
I'm so young. I can't believe it. I'm the youngest person. I am a young, vibrant man.
The president added that he would never say anyone is too old to be president. But with Biden at age 76 and Bernie Sanders at age 77, Mr. Trump said his Democratic rivals are making him look very young in terms of age and energy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The second powerful cyclone to strike Mozambique in 6 weeks has stunned residents who had never seen such a storm so far north. Cyclone Kenna's arrival marked the first time in recorded history that the southern African nation has been hit by two cyclones in one season. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance, filling in for Ben. I host the afternoon drive time show from 3 to 6 on KTTH in Seattle. I hope you've been enjoying my time filling in with Ben. He's going to be back on Monday. But before that, we've obviously got a lot planned this hour. There's a lot of news, not a lot of time to get to it. Amazon, yet again, is showing their willingness to ditch cities that don't actually support them. Avengers Endgame. It sets absolutely insane records. We're going to talk about it without giving any spoilers. I might just tell you how the movie ends, but that's not that big of a... I'm kidding! Oh, my God, I'm kidding. And one college campus actually is promoting tolerance and inclusion by having a meeting that white people can't attend. Oh, lovely. All that and so much more. But first, there's something happening in Seattle that I think is indicative of a nationwide problem. And it has to do with progressive activists in positions of power. And they've decided, for a whole host of different reasons, mostly related to social justice, sometimes it's also related to just laziness and incompetence, that they don't want to enforce the law when it comes to homelessness, and they don't want to enforce the law when it comes to dealing with the opioid problem, this addiction problem. This idea that there are so many people addicted to heroin hanging out on the streets, breaking into cars, breaking into homes, breaking into garages so they can feed their addiction. And even when people are in danger, these progressive activists in positions of power, they don't want to get involved. Now, yesterday we talked about this Dallas County DA who said this week that, hey, I'm not going to charge people who steal stuff that's up to a $750. Because, hey, that would be criminalizing poverty. Now, of course, that's not criminalizing poverty. That's criminalizing criminals. That's criminalizing criminal behavior. So that's absolutely ridiculous. But now in Seattle, there's something that's happening that I think you guys need to pay attention to, whether you're listening in Atlanta or New York or Chicago or Dallas or LA or wherever. because something like this is going to happen near you. In Seattle right now, there's a municipal judge. His name is Ed McKenna. He's coming under fire because he actually wants to enforce the law and punishes criminals, forget this, wait for it, doing bad things. And that angers some folks. That angers Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes. That angers the Department of Public Defense Director Anita Kondawal, because they don't think that you should punish criminals. They support giving these criminals hugs, handouts, 19, 20, 21 chances before they actually do something, and really they don't actually do something even after those 20 or 21 chances. Now, Kondawal spoke with a local TV station here, Cairo 7 TV, and she says, hey, Judge Ed McKenna, he's a big part of why the system is actually broken.
We are very clear that we have profound concerns about the conduct of Judge McKenna and believe that he's in violation of the canons of judicial conduct. That is not a failure, I think, of the city attorney's office. That is a failure of a system that is not designed to help people who have significant behavioral health, mental health, and chemical dependency challenges.
There is so much corruption in this system. This is a woman who cares more about criminals than she does about the general public, because she wrote a letter with the city attorney to attack this judge and try to bully him to stepping down. And chief among the complaints that they have is how this particular judge handled a criminal case, a recent one. The guy's name is Francisco Calderon. He has been charged 73 times. For crimes. 73. And the last one was physically assaulting a stranger in downtown Seattle. So he comes in front of the courtroom that Judge McKenna happens to be in charge of. And I guess a plea deal was offered by the Seattle City Attorney's Office. This plea deal would be a mental health evaluation, a substance abuse treatment evaluation, and 2 years of probation while releasing him with time served after just 50 days in jail. But Judge McKenna said, no. Sorry, no. I'm not okay with that plea. Why don't you go back, take some time, rethink this, and take a hard look at the fact that he has been here 73 prior times. So they came back, they didn't change anything, and you know what the judge did? The judge said, yeah, no, I'm not accepting this plea deal. Because let's be clear, if you're there 73 times, you're not getting the help that's being offered. And while you're not getting the help that's being offered, you're out there on the streets and you're physically assaulting people. So Judge McKenna sentenced this guy to 364 days in jail. But in this twisted new world that we live in, that's wrong. That's controversial. Because Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, he just wants people to be safe.
I look for the sentence that is the most appropriate and in the best interest of public safety.
You know what's in the best interest of public safety? Putting people who have 73 instances of criminal acts, putting them in jail so they don't attack someone again. That's in the best interest of public safety. This story comes as a prolific offender who was popped 4 previous times, tried to throw a woman off of a freeway overpass, but went through the same system that offered him a plea deal, didn't get the help that he needed, and ended up almost killing someone. What is not in the best interest of public safety is letting these people out again so they can continue to assault people. People in Seattle are done with the city leadership on this. People in progressive Seattle, as progressive as New York City can be, as progressive as L.A. and San Francisco can be, people here, finally, are sick and tired of it. Aaron Goodman is with a business improvement area group that's working really, really hard to clean up some of this stuff. They told Cairo Radio that they actually stand behind this judge.
We, as neighborhoods, are suffering, and we're reaching out to the city officials, the legal officials, the county officials for help. And Judge McKenna is within the system that we are trying to reform. We very much need his voice.
When you have progressives in power who want to lead with ideology, this is what happens. This is what's going to happen in Dallas. This is what's happening right now in a lot of cities all across the country. Imagine for a moment, because I like to try to put at least myself, in the shoes of the other person. I'm trying to imagine fighting a judge, asking that judge to step down because he decided to protect the public. Imagine for a second what that must be like. You've got bleeding heart progressives. They want to fight someone who's trying to help us out. And they do that by claiming, you know, just throwing them in jail isn't going to get them the help that they need. We have to offer them this plea. We have to offer them some treatment. If they're not taking the treatment, you're not actually getting them help. You're telling us that you're getting them help by doing the literal least possible amount of work to help them. Just simply saying, hey, we're offering you the help. Oh, well, you know what? They got to take it for it to actually work. Okay, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. If they're not willing to change their life, get it together, then it's probably not going to work. But in the meantime, I don't want them running around assaulting people on the streets of Seattle no more than I want them on the streets of Atlanta or New York City or Chicago or Dallas or Charlotte or Denver or anywhere. We are getting to the point in some major American cities that only a superhero can save the day. Speaking of which, Avengers Endgame. Was that a good segue to talk about the Avengers? Okay. It wasn't that bad. It was... Okay. Oh, my God. And it's all... Oh. Can I continue now? Okay. Come on. Wrap up. Okay. So the Avengers just... Oh, my God. Are you being serious? This is... It was not that bad. You go from talking about crime in cities to the Avengers. So Avengers just opened last night. I'm going to talk about the movie. I'm not going to give you any spoilers whatsoever, so it's okay. Which, by the way, I recommend no one go on YouTube, no one go on Twitter, no one go outside unless it's to get to the movie theater. And really, you got to do... What's that Netflix movie? Black Box? What was it? She's covering her face. That's what you have to do. What was it? Bird Box. There we go. You got to put on the mask. You cannot just get to the movie theater, have a friend take you, don't listen to anything, don't look at anything, get to the movie so you can avoid the spoilers, because this is a movie that has like 1,000 spoilers in it, because it's 3 hours long. Avengers opened last night to $60 million in the United States. $60 million, despite the fact that it's a three-hour movie. And that's particularly important, not because I don't think people will spend 3 hours watching an Avengers movie, but let's be clear about something. When you've got a movie that's 3 hours rather than the 90 minutes or so, that means there are less theaters that are able to show. You only have so many theaters that you can show on a three-hour movie and only have so many actual theater events, engagements. So despite that, $60 million last night. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has more.
The newest Avengers flick, Endgame, is out, and it was officially the biggest ticket pre-seller of all time with Fandango.
Even if there's a small chance.
The site where people can buy movie tickets in advance says it had 8,000 showtimes sold out coast to coast before it opened at 6 p.m. Thursday night. It beat Fandango's previous record holder, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, from 2015.
That movie sucked.
And it says it could be the biggest box office weekend of all time. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Thanks, Matt, with your little entertainment reporter voice. Foreign box office is $300 million so far. That's the last bit of info that was put out there. $107 million from China alone. Now, I thought this was kind of weird, and I don't understand this. So Brooklyn's Alamo Drafthouse Theater, they did a Marvel movie marathon. Say that fast 25 times, or say it 22 times, because there is actually 22 Marvel movies now. And they showed each and every one of them back to back to back. That accounted for about 59 hours of movies. And they didn't take any breaks. And Vladimir Duthers, he, according to CBS, is a self-proclaimed movie nerd. He did this. Let's be clear. You're a little bit more than a movie nerd if you're doing this. He decided to go, and he said Endgame, this brand new one, it's one of his favorites.
Endgame is really an incredible feat of filmmaking.
I like movies.
It really is a wonderful film.
So
there's a couple of things, you know, as nerds. If you look at my Instagram feed, there's a couple of moments where we nerds are talking in very, very nerdy speak about, like, time travel and all sorts of other things. But it's really a lot of fun.
I 100% agree. So I got to see this on Tuesday. This movie is amazing. And a lot of people on Twitter were asking me, because I said that I was going to see the screening, they all hit me up and said, okay, we all know that it's a three-hour movie. You need to help me understand when I can do the bathroom break. Because, yeah, in a three-hour movie, you're going to have to use the bathroom. And if I'm being totally honest, and again, no spoilers, because the only time to use the bathroom, I think, is during the trailers at the beginning of the movie. This is a movie that you need to go in dehydrated. Do not drink before this movie. Because if you need to use the restroom, you're going to miss something. That's how jam-packed this movie is. And weirdly, for a movie that's 3 hours long, it kind of feels like 90 minutes. It felt like a 90-minute movie, and I wanted it to continue. That's how good this movie is. And it's funny, because I think that in a lot of cases, there are folks who can oversell a movie. And in this case, I don't think it's possible to oversell this movie. That's how good it is. And it's one of those movies that you have to see. I mean, FOMO, what is it, fear of missing out? That is going to be an overdrive this weekend. And the problem with a movie like this, because there are so many potential spoilers for you to avoid, if you don't see the movie this weekend, every single moment between the time that you're actually going to see the movie and that you're just out in the general public and the wilderness trying to avoid the spoiler, you're going to get hit with a spoiler. So if you can go see it this weekend, you should. If you can't, because maybe you have a job, you should quit and you should go see the movie. I think they'll offer you the job back if you tell them it was so you can experience a pop cultural phenomenon, because it's probably going to be the biggest movie opening ever. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rantz filling in. Twitter.com/JasonRantz if you want to weigh in.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Attention. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information. You may qualify for new relief programs to have your past due taxes forgiven. So see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free. Call now. 800-938-6077.
800-938-6077.
That's 800-938-6077.
Well, Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Jason Rance filling in for Ben. He returns on Monday. Amazon ditched New York basically because of the activism against it, right? I don't want to fully relitigate exactly what went on, but they ditched New York because of the activists. And the truth is, though, just to put a little bit of a nuanced position on this, it wasn't just the activism in New York. It wasn't just the activism of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're not the only ones to blame. In truth is, and I have to apologize on behalf of the lunatics in my city, but a lot of crazy people here in Seattle helped kill the deal in New York. Not only did some Seattle City Council members who are vocal critics of Amazon go to New York to help out the activists there, but they really started this slide of attacking this company. And they put it in the minds of the leadership of Amazon that, you know what? These people don't like us. They don't appreciate us. And I'm glad that Amazon ended up pulling out of New York, because the truth is we should be grateful for a company like Amazon. We should be grateful for these types of companies because they do some amazing good for the city that they're housed in. They do really, I mean, if we want to talk about it, they do amazing work for the regions. They don't have to lift a finger to do anything for nonprofits, although they do here in Seattle. But the truth is, when you've got a company like Amazon or any of the major companies, what do? To the region? They build it up. They don't tear it down, but they build it up. And now, as a result, not only did they get done ditching New York out of all of this, now they're starting to ditch Seattle in pretty significant ways. Because now we're getting some more details on Amazon moving to the city of Bellevue. For those of you who are not familiar with Western Washington, Bellevue is maybe on a bad traffic day 20 minutes away. In reality, it's about 8 minutes. It's driving over the lake, and you're in Bellevue. And it's almost a night and day difference between Seattle and Bellevue in all regards. In Bellevue, the city council and the mayor's office, they actually care about business. Bellevue is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Redmond, which houses Microsoft. This is a place that understands the importance of embracing big business, but particularly big technology businesses. And we just found out that Amazon bought a massive amount of property space in downtown Bellevue next to a future light rail transit station, meaning this is a clear hit to Seattle. Because now they can justify moving from Seattle, the city that they helped build, the city that's being blamed, that's putting the blame on Amazon for all of its woes. They're just saying, hey, you can actually still live in Seattle if you want. Just hop on light rail. Hop on our subway system, basically, our above rail subway system, and then you can get into Bellevue within maybe 15 minutes. Now, according to the Seattle Times, they say this could give Amazon 1.2 million square feet to work with for new office space. The land is already an existing 10-story building. It's got a two-story parking lot right next to it. They spent almost $200 million on it. They are doing this on top of already moving their worldwide operations teams from Seattle to Bellevue over the next 4 years. Why is this important? This is important because now you've got major companies telling these cities, these local city governments, you need to step up and at least appreciate what it is we're doing. You have activists in New York. You have activists in Seattle all blaming Amazon for a whole host of issues. Homelessness getting worse has been blamed on Amazon. Traffic congestion getting worse has been blamed on Amazon. The increase in cost of living in cities like Seattle and gentrification, all caused by Amazon, when, let's be clear, the problems that face Seattle are the same problems that face LA, are the same problems that face parts of New York, which is very clear. Progressive leadership, they've been in charge for so long, and they've caused these problems, and now they're looking for anybody, anybody, to blame but themselves. Amazon should not be blamed. Amazon brings so much economic opportunity to individual regions. Look at this. They just earned a record first quarter profit, Amazon, $3.6 billion, which is way better than what any analyst actually predicted. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger told CBS,
Amazon did tremendously well this quarter, record-breaking quarter. At the same time, Amazon's trading at almost 100 times earnings on a price to stock earnings basis. So it's trading very high, and Amazon's going to have to continue to have record-breaking results for the foreseeable future.
This is what New York just missed out on. This is what as the years go on and Seattle starts to lose its Amazon starts to lose its presence in Seattle, that's what they're going to miss out on, these types of record profits. Because what do these companies do with record profits? They expand. They expand a lot. They end up offering bonuses and higher salaries to the people that work for them, the thousands of people that work for them that live in the city, that end up spending their money at the coffee shop down the street, the coffee shop that wasn't there a couple years ago but is now there because of Amazon. Now, at the same time that they are saying that we're raising all of this money in profits, that we're earning all of this money in profits, they're now promising to go from two-day shipping to one-day shipping for Prime subscribers. They're going to spend $800 million of their revenue to push this specifically. Now, it's not yet going to be for everyone, so if, you know, someone who's out there maybe listening in Chicago or Atlanta, I don't know if it's going to hit you guys yet. This is regional. It's probably going to be near their biggest markets, but they're doing this to put even more of a distance between anyone trying to compete, from the Walmarts of the world, which, you know, they're obviously trying to push their online presence, but also to the traditional brick-and-mortar stores, right? Because someone might say, I don't want to go through the hassle of going to a store, but you know what? It's better than waiting 2 days for my product. So now they're cutting that down to one day. And as Amazon grows and becomes an even bigger leader in this space than they actually already are, the cities that embrace them, they're going to do just as well. So keep that in mind, folks. The next time there's a local election and you start hearing whoever's running for a council seat or a county seat, understand.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance, filling in for Ben today. Ben returns on Monday. I'm the KTTH host. That is the station in Seattle that is the affiliate for Ben Shapiro. I am humbled that he has allowed me to continue 2 days in a row. I think partly is because if they didn't like me, they couldn't find a replacement at the last minute to do a Friday show. And so they settled for me. But I hope I'm entertaining and informing a whole bunch of folks out there who have no idea who I am. If you want to follow me, of course, you can go to twitter.com/JasonRants. Wake Forest University in North Carolina is hosting a whole bunch of listening sessions, they're just meetings. They're called listening sessions because that maybe sounds like they're taking into account your feelings. They're listening to you. They hear you. But it's listening sessions for faculty members and staff members who are people of color because they want to make progress on some of their inclusion efforts. This is all according to the College Fix. Now, part of this is supposedly in response to what students are pretending is white supremacy. They gave me some examples in this piece of what they determined, these college students, what they determined to be instances of white supremacy. That includes an Instagram post by a student that made a joke about building a wall between their school and a crosstown rival school. And because back in the 80s at some point, there was a yearbook photo that included blackface. And the staff member who was in that photo back in the 80s still works at Wake Forest University in 2019. So I, on the one hand, I actually look at something like that and I say, man, if that's white supremacy now, cool. I mean, that's not bad. I thought when we talked about white supremacy and racism, I mean, the images and instances in my head are way different than some dude back in the 80s wore blackface. But if that's now what we're truly concerned with, if that's what we're actually worried about, that kind of shows we've come a really long way. And maybe racism and white supremacy is no longer what it once was. So I suppose we should look at that and say glass half full. But, of course, that's not how these folks view white supremacy. They view a dude who took a photo back in the 80s in blackface, who no longer does it, who disavows it, that that's still something that really needs to be approached. We really need to defeat that kind of insidious hate. Okay. And so in this case, to push inclusion, to push tolerance, they're not letting white people attend some of the listening sessions. I'm not making this up. This is rather ridiculous. And I have to understand that they maybe think that the optics are going to be bad unless you're another progressive who, you really know what we're doing here, right? Now, they didn't respond to any of the questions that the College Fix posed to them, but usually when something like this happens, and it happens at colleges all across the country, not to just pick on Wake Forest University, although let's pick on Wake Forest University, the thinking is generally, hey, we need to create some sort of safe space for people of color to openly express their views. Because maybe they don't want to express it in front of a white person. Maybe they don't feel comfortable. They're legitimately scared to express it in front of a white person. Now, number one, if anyone at Wake Forest University is terrified, like legitimately terrified, scared, concerned, to voice a concern in front of a white person, let's find that white person and let's just make sure they're not an actual racist. And let's make sure, at the same time, that we're not responding to some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, which I suspect is actually the case. When you decide that you're going to create a safe space that keeps an entire group of people, an entire demographic of people outside of that space, you are telling the world that it's actually not safe, that those people are not safe, that those people are evil. Even if you don't believe that, that this is maybe precautionary. You don't want to trigger some bad feeling of some interaction that happened in the past. Understand, you are perpetuating this myth that all white people are bad, and all black people, I guess, or all Latino people, or all Asian people, or all whatever people, are too snowflakey to handle. And I don't believe that. I don't believe in this fragility that the left seems to believe in when it comes to people of color. I don't believe that. I don't believe that when it comes to any demographic. I believe that we tell people that they should feel fragile because we buy into some ridiculous faux academic belief of social justice warriors. I believe that some people believe that this exists, but it's up to us, including, by the way, the people who are directly impacted. If I was a person of color on this campus, I would say, no, it's okay. I don't need a listening session just for me. I'm perfectly comfortable with any of my colleagues showing up to one of these meetings. Meanwhile, in Spokane, Washington, a comedian from Portland, which, I mean, that's kind of funny in itself, right? A comedian from Portland, because the only comedy that comes from Portland, progressive policies. Well, let's move that aside. This guy's name is Mohamed El-Sheikhi. He's filed a complaint with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Why? Because he was pulled off of a bus from Spokane on his way back to Portland. He was pulled off of this Greyhound bus because Border Patrol thought he had fake documents showing he was a citizen. And beyond that, they argue the documents weren't even correct. These are not the documents that you need. Now, El-Sheikhi says, hey, I was profiled. I was falsely detained. It was only for 20 minutes, by the way. But he wants to make a point out of this. He wants to fight for his rights. El-Sheikhi had just been granted asylum in the U.S. back in 2018. That's when this happened. And so originally, when I was looking at the story, I was wondering if, I don't know, did he really just get the asylum like last week and maybe there was some sort of mix-up? Well, the AP says Border Patrol agents ordered him to get off the bus as he was preparing to travel back to Portland. He said he was interrogated for 20 minutes by agents who contended his papers were fake and that he was in the country illegally. Now, the comedian, of course, because stand-up comics like to take what happens in real life and try to turn it into a bit that's funny. In this case, he did just that, minus the funny part.
Oh, man. My name is Mohamed. I've been living here in the U.S. for 4.5 years now, and I think I need to speak to the manager.
It's a woke comedy. He says the worst part of the incident, the part that made national headlines, wasn't actually the stop itself.
It's now the fact that the whole country knows that I can only afford to ride Greyhounds.
Okay, that's kind of funny. I'll give him that one. I mean, it wasn't 4 seconds of prolonged laughter funny, but it was all right. It was amusing. Now, a spokesperson for Border Patrol said that he stated he was from Libya, and he presented the agents with an Oregon driver's license and an employment authorization card. The spokesman said that neither is considered a valid document to satisfy a federal law requiring a non-citizen immigrant to carry certain documentation. So eventually they let this guy go. Again, he was only there for about 20 minutes. And he said, hey, you know what? In the future, please be sure to carry proper paperwork. But now the comic is suing for $250,000 in damages for the 20 minutes of his time. I'm willing to bet his stand-up act, from which we just pulled that audio, maybe got him $40 and maybe a couple of drinks. But he wants $250,000, and this is all about protecting rights. Okay, I look at a story like this, and I have a whole bunch of questions, but it really comes down to whether or not the agents were acting in good faith. And there's no reason to believe that they weren't. This is a guy who just gained asylum in this country, right? This is a guy who, according to Border Patrol, didn't have the correct documents on him. That's your fault. That's on you. You didn't suffer as a result of this. If anything, it actually gave you some extra press to push your comedy on us. That's all it does. That's all it did. Now, maybe what happened wasn't reasonable. And maybe you can prove to us that what they did was just patently wrong. Okay. Well, then they should pay. $250,000? I'm not going to go with that. At the most, he was stressed out for about 20 minutes. And you know what? Here's the good news. Virtually everyone in this country is stressed out. Because despite having a great economy, which of course was made even better today, Americans are more stressed, they're more angry, they're more worried than they've been in over a decade. This according to Gallup. They say the majority of Americans, 55%, back in 2018, thinking about the entire year, they said they had experienced stress during a lot of the day. Nearly half, 45%, said they felt worried a lot. And more than one in five, 22%, said they felt a lot of anger. And they felt it pretty frequently. Now, the 55% of Americans who experienced stress was one of the highest rates out of the 143 countries studied by Gallup. It beat the global average 35% by a full 20 percentage points. Now, I look at something like that, and as someone who is relatively well-traveled, I travel mostly to Europe when I go out. I'll go to virtually everywhere in Europe. I believe that we're more stressed just simply because of our work habits. They're lazy in Europe. They're just really lazy. London in the UK is the one exception of a city that kind of actually has a work ethic that's similar to the United States. But everywhere else that I've been, they've got some problems. Go to Spain. I mean, part of the problem in Spain right now with their economy is they've got a work ethic that takes a lot of breaks during the day. The French are the worst. That's a quotable. You can quote me on Twitter. They take breaks all the time. They have just a very different way of doing their sort of their work-life balance. They lean more towards the life and less towards the work. Now, maybe that's the right way to do things. I'm not going to take a position on that as a talk show host who, with the exception of today, that I have to talk 6 hours because I do my normal show from 3 to 6 Pacific Standard Time. But the deal is, I work a 3-hour talk show Monday through Friday. I work a lot, I guess, but I also travel a lot and I have a lot of time, so I'm not going to complain all that much. But, you know, the whole idea of, you know, we work too hard in this country, we don't take enough time out, that feels to me like a millennial speaking. Now, I don't want to be that dude, because, and by the way, I'm a millennial. I'm 37 years old. I don't want to be that guy who takes the position of an older generation of, back in my day, we worked 22 hours a day. We only slept 2 hours, then we just got back. Like, I don't think that was healthy, and I'm glad we're having at least a conversation of what a quote-unquote healthy work-life balance is. But let's be clear. The stress that's being caused here is because you have a bunch of millennials who don't understand a reasonable work ethic. They don't view certainly reasonable positions that normal people would say, they don't view them as reasonable at all. Because they get stressed out on a dime, and I know that because I am surrounded by other millennials. As someone who's actually in that generation, those are the people in my life, those are the people who are my coworkers. You've got a position where maybe someone's got to choose where to go for one of their 90-minute lunches or 2-hour lunches in the middle of the day, arguing, do we go for the gluten-free deli or do we go to the organic salad? Because I really like the organic salads, but oh my god, I could really use a gluten-free hoagie. I mean, oh my god, this is so stressful. OMG. Like, that is what I'm legitimately hearing from people. That's what they're complaining about. So beyond that, they say nearly half, 45%, said they felt worried a lot, and more than one in five, 22%, said they felt a lot of anger. Now, I look at something like that, and I totally believe that. I find it a little ironic, right? Because when we're thinking about, and again, the big news of the day is the economy. Maybe we'll get into it in the next segment. But the economy had a record quarter, a record first quarter. People have a lot more money now than they had 2 years ago, than they had 4 years ago, than they had 8 years ago. People who were not even in the force looking for work, they're finding jobs. People should not feel as worried. And yet what's going on right now? Because I would suspect that those numbers are so bad or so high because they're driven by social media and they're driven by the media in general. When you go ahead and put on CNN, when you put on MSNBC, when you read the New York Times, when you read virtually any newspaper in this country or watch any cable network, with the exception sometimes of Fox, we're being told all sorts of just negative stories nonstop. And I'm not really talking about if it bleeds, it leads kind of stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some of the more existential stuff. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, misunderstanding and misreading a study, she believes the world is basically going to end in 12 years unless we act. Well, you know, when you throw that message out there over and over and over again, especially to people who are susceptible to that kind of thinking, kid, you're going to worry people. You're going to freak people out. You for 2 years just said we had collusion, we had obstruction from this president. He is a puppet of Vladimir Putin. That's an enemy of the country. You do that enough, you start telling yourself, oh man, it must be bad. Even if you don't even believe it, it's just a negative story bombarding you. And that's what we've been getting. Negative story after negative story after negative story bombarding us on Twitter, on Facebook. Even on Instagram now, you can't get away from it. And that takes its toll on people. I hope I'm at least making you a little less stressed. I'm probably making you a little bit worried. Maybe I'm making you a little bit angry. It's okay. Send me a tweet. Twitter.com/JasonRantz. JasonRantz. That's who I am. I'm filling in for Ben Shapiro.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
This is Michael Savage of the Savage Nation podcast. There's nothing like it in the podcast universe.
Illegals flood in while our agents are exposed to life-threatening diseases, and some are testing positive for viruses including H1N1 swine flu, a drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis.
The Savage Nation podcast. Listen and download for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your audio. From the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I am Jason Rance filling in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ben will be back on Monday. A federal judge in Yakima, Washington blocked a new Trump administration rule that in theory could kill tax dollars going to healthcare providers that are basically referring patients for an abortion. Now, this original plan was basically started back in 1970, according to the Seattle Times. They say it serves roughly 4 million patients every single year. But the president doesn't want federal dollars being used to promote abortion because, well, I think it's fairly obvious, people who are against an elective procedure shouldn't be forced to pay for it if it violates their morals. There is no right to a subsidized abortion, no matter what progressives will tell you. Now, they'll tell you that, but that just does not exist. Do not allow them to conflate two arguments, access versus the procedure, right, versus the subsidy. Everyone has access to these services. They may not be able to pay for it, but that doesn't mean they don't have access. And just because you don't, if you can't pay for it, doesn't mean that I should pay for it, that someone else should pay for it. That's just a basic fact. But in this case, the judge decided to side with the abortion rights groups. And they generally claim, hey, you know what this is really about? This is about going after Planned Parenthood. This is about going after Planned Parenthood. They just want to stop them from taking federal subsidies. And my response to that is, okay, cool. We shouldn't be giving Planned Parenthood anything. And I say that not because I want to demonize Planned Parenthood, because they don't need it. They don't need a subsidy. That's part of the problem when you give someone a subsidy. You know what they end up doing? Pretending that that's what they need, even though they don't. Because what was very clear when a lot of liberal activists and progressive activists thought that conservatives were going after Planned Parenthood, you know what they did? You know what those activists did? They raised a lot of money and they gave it to Planned Parenthood. They gave a ton of money to Planned Parenthood. It turns out if you actually want Planned Parenthood to exist and to provide free or very, very low cost procedures, whatever the procedure is, whether we're talking about pap smears, STD testing, pregnancy tests, or abortion, you can actually pay for it. If you so choose, you could pay for it. But when you start getting federal dollars, when you get subsidies, you don't necessarily want to have to pay for it, because that means you're going to have to do some hard work. Now, Senator Patty Murray of Washington, Democrat, she said of this decision by the court, "This is about women making the right decisions for themselves, for their health care, so they can be capable of doing what they need to do, whether that's going to school, having a family later, getting their house in order, if that's what they need to do." I'm totally fine with that. Pay for it yourself. Because it's a little bit of a bogus claim, right? If you're getting an abortion, that is 100% your right. But don't conflate it with health care that's preventative. That's legitimately about the health of the patient, right? In a case like this, the majority of abortions are elective. It's about a choice. Having nothing truly to do with your health. I mean, yes, I guess it's a health procedure. But this really has to do with your preference of having a child. And it's a choice that a lot of people, based on their religious beliefs, view as murder. Now, I know progressives in favor of abortion don't view this as murder. That's their right. And I said this a little bit earlier on in the show, in the second hour. I have some personally conflicting feelings on this. I'm pro-life. I make no bones about it. I'm pro-life. But I'm pro-life not because of a religious perspective, necessarily. I'm pro-life because I have no idea when life begins. God knows when life begins. I don't. So I choose to err on the side of life. Now, I cannot confidently say it's murder, and that's where the conflicting remarks come from, like my internal conflict. I know a lot of people believe this to be murder, and I know that a lot of pro-life activists will call people baby murderers and what. I'm not comfortable with that because I have no idea if it's murder. I have no clue. Now, to be fair, let's be very clear. I have no clue, which means the left have no clue. They have no clue. They don't know when life begins. They've decided to take an ideological perspective on this, and that's their right, because I suppose I've taken an ideological perspective on this. But I just, in these conversations, it was funny. I was doing a speech last night for a local Republican group here in Washington where I live, and the topic of abortion came up and whether or not we should even be debating this on a local, a national, state, whatever. Should we even really get into this? And I basically said, you know what? I'm now of the position, even though I think it's important, And maybe because I don't necessarily know the answer to this and I'm just going with an inner feeling that I don't know if we should even have this as a conversation. Now, let the courts do what the courts are going to do, and let activists who are truly passionate about this actually fight this. But I don't know if this is a winning issue anymore. I really don't. Because I think what's clear is the older you are, the more likely you are to be against abortion, and the younger you are, the more likely you are to be in favor of it. There's no right or wrong answer in my world. I just take a position, and I'm going to go with it, and it's that abortion is wrong. But okay, you have the other side. If this is more of a generational thing, what exactly is the reason why we're going to fight for this really hardcore? And I suppose part of the reason why I want to have this conversation, however brief, is to tell people who are really strong believers in their position to at least acknowledge...
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump urging gun rights activists to vote Republican in the 2020 election. Here is correspondent Greg Clugston.
Speaking at the NRA's annual convention for the third year in a row, the president warned that his political opponents want to take away your guns. You better get out there and vote. He also announced the U.S. withdrawal from the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty.
We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom.
He signed a letter taking the action in front of the NRA crowd before tossing the pen into the audience. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in other news, President Trump is sending troops to the Mexican border.
The Pentagon, in a shift from previous policy, is about to send troops to the Mexican border. That will include 100 cooks who will hand out meals to avoid troops coming in contact with migrants. In the past, troops supporting National Guardsmen and other authorities had avoided any migrant contacts.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. California State University Los Angeles says 656 students and staffers possibly exposed to measles are under quarantine. That number up sharply from the initial report of 198 employees and students told to stay at home earlier in the week. The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health says that the number of confirmed cases among county residents remains at 5. Amazon Prime members soon won't have to wait as long for their deliveries.
Two-day delivery going out of style. Amazon said this week it will soon promise one-day delivery for its U.S. Prime members on most items, upping the competitive pressure on retail rivals Walmart and Target.
Correspondent John Scott. Russian Maria Butina will have to serve 9 more months in prison on her guilty plea for conspiring to act as an unregistered foreign agent. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
President Trump denying the U.S. paid anything in the case of an American college student held by North Korea 2 years ago.
A former U.S. official told the AP yesterday an American envoy that had been sent to retrieve Otto Warmbier from North Korea had signed an agreement to pay $2 million in medical costs to the North on President Trump's instructions. The president's insisting this morning no money was paid, not $2 million, not anything else. Warmbier was held for 17 months before being flown home comatose and died shortly after. His relatives say North Korea tortured him, which the Kim regime denies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
American Airlines says that the grounding of its Boeing MAX jets will cost it $350 million this year. Airline says it needs to shift 700,000 passengers who were booked on MAX flights. News and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has news about air quality across the United States.
The American Lung Association, ALA, released their 20th annual analysis of air quality across the U.S. More than 4 in 10 of us live where air pollution levels are often dangerous, according to ALA. You can get data on the zip code where you live at www.lung.org. You can compare your air to any other state and county. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Colorado officials hope to reopen a major highway by Saturday after the interstate was badly damaged by a fiery crash near Denver. 4 people were killed on Thursday after a semi-truck plowed into vehicles on Interstate 70, causing a fire so intense that it melted the roadway and metal off of cars. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The sky is the limit. I mean, it is limitless.
Wait, the sky is limitless and the sky is the limit, so the limit is limitless? It's the whole thing is Lunch Bucket Joe, he's running for president. All right, I don't know who's seen this yet. I only saw it myself. Well, it was 3 hours and 3 minutes ago, but who's counting? Lunch Bucket Joe was in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday. You see the picture of him sitting on a train, looking lonely, looking lost? Because he's lost. Joe went to Wilmington yesterday. He hopped on the Amtrak for a photo op. And the photo op was staged beautifully with the collaboration of his friends in the news media to make him look like a regular guy. They had everything but his lunch bucket in the picture. Nobody sitting around him, I assume security cleared the car so they could have him looking like a regular guy photo op on the Amtrak train where, remember, he used to say that everybody there knew him. All the guys on the train, they all knew him because he took the train so often. It wasn't really true, but that doesn't matter because he's a Democrat. Well, good Friday to you, and welcome. And speaking of Good Friday, it is Good Friday, Holy Friday, for our Eastern Orthodox brethren. And that means that this Sunday is Greek Easter, Orthodox Easter, Eastern Orthodox Easter. So I would like to wish a happy time. What is it the Democrats would say about it? How do Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton say this? To the Easter worshipers, I think, to the Orthodox Easter worshipers, have a happy and prosperous weekend, I think, is maybe what they'd say. Because that's how they're afraid to say Christian, and they're afraid to say normal things like normal people would say. But that's because of who they are. We are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. The news media is very excited about Joe Biden's launch yesterday. It couldn't have gone better. I was watching MSNBC this morning to drive up their ratings, and it was noticeable. So when I tuned in, they welcomed me. That was kind of interesting because they have a meter there. They can see one cable box has tuned in. So they welcome you individually as people show up. It's like joining a conference call kind of when you turn on MSNBC. And they're very excited about Lunch Bucket Joe's big rollout yesterday. And they didn't mention it's really great because there was nary a negative word to be found on MSNBC. Lunch Bucket Joe is being mocked by the left. He's being attacked by the left. Elizabeth Warren is taking shots at him. Justice Democrats taking shots at him. Black Lives Matter taking shots at him. Who else? A whole bunch of crazy lefties taking shots at him all over the place. And the news media at MSNBC, they said it's not really part of their story. It's not their thing. But we'll get into some of that. I have some audio from those clowns. I turned to CNN this morning, but I realized it was in reruns. So I turned the channel and watched the Leave It to Beaver episode. If we're going to watch reruns, might as well watch. And it was the one with the teacup, you know, a famous episode. So it was very gratifying. And then I turned back to CNN, and they were still in reruns. I don't know what was going on there. They were just talking about the same old stuff. Apparently, they're still waiting for the Mueller report. These dead-enders at CNN. They're like, well, when the Mueller report comes out, this will vindicate our reporting. And there's nobody at the table to say, well, the Mueller report's already out. Yeah, well, when the Congress investigates what the Mueller report didn't, because Mueller is a Russian stooge. It is a pretty crazy media environment out there, and we're still, a year and a half away from the election? This is not going to go well. I'm just warning you right now. This media frenzy is going to be ongoing and never ending. Not only through Election Day next year, next November, not this November, but next November. Can you imagine? Good God, I think I might have to declare a moratorium on politics or something for maybe 14 months. We'll just not tell them. Hey, wait a minute. There's an election coming up in 4 months. Then when you start talking about it, I'm going to have to talk about it here and there between, I guess. Also, Passover, it is to all the Passover worshipers out there, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, of course, very concerned about Passover. And they the Easter worshipers, it doesn't mean that they're not also thinking about the Passover worshipers. And so we wish a happy Passover to all of the Passover worshipers and the Eastern Orthodox Easter worshipers, too. The Democrats. The things they get away with. They say the darndest things, don't they? They're like Art Linkletter and kids. Democrats say the darndest things. They are completely berserk. I'm embarrassed for everyone. Lots of great stuff to get to today. Oh, this is great news. This is big news for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has secured the Michael Avenatti endorsement from prison. Which is, it makes it even better, I think. And I didn't see that on MSNBC or CNN, but CNN was in reruns. And I'm marveling at this. He got the Avenatti, and Avenatti said these glowing things about Joe Biden. And then when the story was written up, he denied. He said, I was misquoted. These people, I'm telling you, they should not be allowed to run a dog circus. These people are not well. Speaking of the dog circus, where's the mayor of Baltimore? I heard a report last night. I haven't checked in on her this morning. Catherine Pugh looks like she's going to the Who's Gow, going to the can, going to the joint. She had the FBI and the IRS. You think the FBI is bad enough, but then the IRS shows up behind them with their blue windbreakers and their big yellow letters on the back, and they're rummaging through your home, and then they're rummaging through your second home, because all these humble Democrats always have multiple homes on their government salaries. You know, it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? And the FBI and the IRS came in, and they searched her home. They came out with a dozen boxes of stuff. There was no battering ram early in the morning. There was no SUVs screeching up and squealing to a halt, and armored men with M4 rifles jumping out like they're Trump administration people or something, Trump campaign, friends of Trump, whatever it is. But they did raid Catherine Pugh's home. They raided her second home. They came out with a pickup truck full of boxes. The boxes presumably contained a lot of stuff. Here's one of the things I was reading when they went to her home. When the agents got there, they came in, and somebody brought in a case of bottles of water. That's not a good sign. And they ordered lunch. That's really not a good sign. When the whole gang of FBI guys show up at your place and they bring a case of water, it looks like they're going to be spending some time here. Hey, can we get you guys anything? Maybe make you some toast or something? Can we make you anything? Bottles of water. And then I heard a report, and they raided the mayor's office at City Hall, and they came out with boxes full of stuff. And she had this scam. I talked about it yesterday, where somebody else wrote a children's book, and then somebody else published it, and they put her name on it, and then the books were bought up in bulk by organizations that are beholden to her for government money. And they bought the books, but there's no evidence that they did anything other than warehouse the books. But she brought in $700,000, $800,000, which is nice. And that's, that's all okay. Now the FBI and the IRS have said maybe that's not okay. So they're looking at that. But the news report that I heard last night, and again, I haven't looked it up. I'm going to look it up as soon as I can, was that Catherine Pugh was missing, that maybe she had fled the state. That's what I heard, the mayor of Baltimore, that she had fled the state. Is that, now surely that can't be true. Well, it can be, and don't call me Shirley. Pretty amazing stuff. This is crazy. She had fled the state. Now, I don't know, it was just a news report. I heard it on some liberal radio station when I was in my car and flipping around. And now, is she still on the lam? Do we have an APB out for her? Is there a BOLO, be on the lookout for the mayor of Baltimore who's fleeing the law like Bonnie and Clyde over here? And I don't know. But they did raid the place up real good, and I don't know if she fled the state. I think she'd be easy to find even if she did flee the state. Pretty amusing stuff. A lot of things to get to. We got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today. She doesn't have Michael Avenatti's endorsement, I don't think. Nobody else has the coveted Michael Avenatti endorsement for the presidency of the United States as of now. But perhaps he will deign to endorse more later. The media is hysterical over another fake story today. I assume it's a fake story. The news media and old Mika on Morning Joke with the Pigeon Sisters sitting in Florida with the Capitol Dome and the White House behind them on the screen, with Joe Scarborough's bleach blonde bouffant, the lost Gabor sister, reporting the news for MSNBC. You know what? They talked about Joe endlessly today, about Lunch Bucket Joe, Joe Biden. And really, they didn't have any negative things to bring up about Joe. But they didn't. One of the things they did, and I love this, we're going to have to post this video. One of the things they did do is they showed video of Lunch Bucket Joe in Wilmington. He was outside a pizza place, and there is a scrum of media around him creating the buzz of excitement and movement and motion. And his launch was big, and the media is there to create this perception. And and then Joe with cameras inside the pizza joint. Joe walks, I think it's a pizza joint, it's a restaurant of some kind, and Joe walks in, and sitting just to his right as he walks in, there's a man sitting in the, at the counter there. And Joe is the closest person to Joe when Joe walks into the restaurant. We're going to post the video. And we may make a fun little production out of it, too, because it's so ridiculous. And Joe walks in. Yesterday, you know, he said he's fighting for the soul of the country. Because he's, you know, he knows where it is, and it's apparently it fell behind the refrigerator or something. And if he's elected president, he'll pull out the refrigerator and get it, and then we'll have our soul back. But he said he's fighting for the thing. Yesterday, I was thinking about using the Sam and Dave song "Soul Man" as his campaign music, but it may be too good for him, and he'd start using it himself. But he walks into this pizza joint, and there's a guy sitting to his right at the counter. Kind of a stand-up counter with stools. And the guy's sitting there minding his own business, but obviously there are camera crews in there. And Joe walks in a completely staged event, and they're making it look real natural. And the guy sitting to his right is an African-American guy. And Joe immediately looks at him, walks up to him two steps, shakes his hand, right, like a normal person, then flips his hand up to do like a soul man shake, then flips it back down to do a regular shake again, then does the interlock the knuckles shake, like this is the church, this is the steeple, open the door and see all the people, open the doors and see all the people. So he did the classic 1973 Soul Train Don Cornelius four-position soul shake because the guy's black. Now, would he have done that if the guy's white? Of course not. Who does the four-position soul shake to a white guy? Who does the four-position soul shake with a black guy in 2019? It's the 21st century. Come on. Don Cornelius is, sadly has passed, and Soul Train's not on anymore. My brother was on Soul Train. He was on Soul Train. My brother was on Soul Train, and the same brother was also on American Bandstand. He was on both. And good stuff. Platform shoes, you know, bell-bottom, super bells, hip huggers, afro the size of the moon. It was the biggest afro you ever saw. Natural, you know, not contrived, but natural. It's that Basque blood. We had a lot of afros in the family. I was the first one that didn't have an afro as a kid. And this Joe Biden thing with the soul shake, the four-position soul shake. I'm like, dude, I think you couldn't tell what he said, but I think he might have said, "What's happening?" I'm not really sure. We're going to have to get a lip reader in to see whether that's what he said. But when's the last time you saw anybody do the four-position soul shake? We're going to post, and this showed on, it was just in the background on DNC TV this morning on Morning Joke with the Pigeon Sisters, and they didn't make reference to it. They didn't make fun of it. They didn't notice it. They think it's okay because, you know, they don't actually know any black people or anything, except the cameraman in the studio whose name they can't quite remember, just like Larry King used to. Not remember. Larry King, working at CNN, worked with the same studio crew, the same cameramen in the studio for years, and I mean 15 years, and he didn't know a single one of their names. Didn't recognize them in the hall when they walked outside of the studio. Didn't know who they were. He's a man of the people, a regular guy. That's what made him famous. All kinds of real news today, too, outside of politics. Prison population, Otto Warmbier, this is what has MSNBC spun up. Did Donald Trump pay North Korea $2 million for Otto Warmbier's medical bill? The commie bastards, the murdering, torturing commie slime in North Korea, sent a medical bill to the United States, a hospital bill, for $2 million. Because it cost him that much to murder Otto Warmbier. That's it. And the news media is upset about it. President Trump has responded. Gosh, climate change, health news. We got a lot of great stuff.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It's amazing, but true, when it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking, we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is just one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-40-BIBLE. That's 855-40-BIBLE. 855-40-BIBLE.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/turns for more information.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
9.
All right, apparently the mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, the Democrat, whose homes and offices were raided by the FBI and the IRS yesterday, is not on the run like the Unabomber, like Roman Polanski. But it was WJZ in Baltimore, the CBS station in Baltimore, that yesterday in a series of tweets, a string of tweets, WJZ reporting about sources saying she may have left the state. Now, they took this from some website that shouldn't be trusted, which is most websites, apparently, including WJZ. But then WJZ did correct their reporting. But first, it was reported from WJZ reporter Rick Ritter at 11:30 a.m. yesterday's sources tell WJZ, he said, that Pugh may have left the state. Dun, dun, dun! She's fleeing. She's headed for the Mexican border. She's on the run. It's Thelma and Louise. She's got a T-Bird convertible, and she's on the run. By 2:44, the Baltimore Sun's Kevin Rector tweeted that he had spoken to Pugh's attorney, who had said she was at home. She was at home. Which home? Because she's apparently got multiple homes, as so many of them do. At 3:40 p.m., WJZ still had a report on its website headed, "Where is Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh?" They eventually corrected it. I guess the Democrat Mayor Catherine Pugh, with the IRS and FBI raids, has not fled the state. She's not on the lam, on the run. She's hoping she'll get Mark Garagos and some celebrity lawyers, and she'll be off the hook in no time. Yes, many fun political things to get today, but real world news as well. Here's a great one for you, because I think last week the Democrats and the media were blaming the Jews in Brooklyn for the measles outbreak. Is that what was going on in New York? It was the Hasidic Jews, because they don't get their kids vaccinated, and that was the problem, right? UCLA, that's the University of California at Los Angeles, and Cal State Los Angeles, quarantine hundreds of students and staff in measles outbreak. What is this? And maybe it's because of the border. I don't think there are a lot of, I don't think that's the thing at UCLA with the Hasidic peoples. Hundreds of students, staff, and faculty. They like to differentiate. It's a hierarchy thing. A caste system of sorts on campus. At two Los Angeles universities will be quarantined after being exposed to measles. This is great stuff. According to Los Angeles County health officials, quarantines.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You know, Hillary Clinton will be waking up in a couple of hours in Chappaqua, New York, face down in a pool of her own vomit as usual, as you might expect. But we learned something. I don't know if it's a reliable website or not, but according to a WJZ in Baltimore, according to a website, when Hillary Clinton wakes up in the morning, you know the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray wakes up again day after day with Sonny and Cher on the clock radio doing I Got You, Babe. You know, it turns out Bill Clinton thought it would be funny to bring an alarm clock into the house, one of those programmed alarm clocks, so that when Hillary Clinton wakes up every day, she wakes up to the same song. You know, Bill is a little bitter about his marriage to Hillary over the years, and According to this website, the song that Bill has programmed into the clock radio for Hillary to wake up to every day, well, honestly, it's a little cruel. I don't think it's very nice of Bill. It's kind of unfair. Well, maybe not unfair. Maybe unfair is the wrong word. But according to this website, this is the song that that Hillary wakes up to every day when the clock radio goes off.
I'm a loser.
Oh, Bill, come on.
I'm a loser.
That's not very nice.
And I'm not what
and here she is with one eye opening. The other eye kind of glued shut because she's face down on the floor. In a pool. The dog licking it up.
She was a girl in a million, my friend.
What a sad, sad life Hillary has had.
She would win in the end.
First that marriage. Then her political career. Carpet bagged a Senate seat in a state where she had never lived. Handed the Secretary of State job by Obama. Based on the Vito Corleone rule of keeping your friends close, but your enemies closer. Benghazi. Iran deal. Although they sent Boltnick for that, didn't they? She wanted no part of that. Oh, Hillary. It'll get better. No, it won't. Someday the pain will go away. No, it won't. Every day of her life is going to be misery. It's a Shakespearean hell for her. I predicted it, too. I did. You may remember during the campaign in 2016, I said, well, Trump can win. Trump can win. And one of the reasons that I cited quite regularly is because I believed, I knew somewhere inside of me, that Hillary Clinton's life is a tragedy and for some a comedy. It's a bit of drama here and there, but if her life had worked out as she had planned, as she had hoped, she'd be living in the White House now, flying around on Air Force One, hitting Secret Service agents in the back of the head, throwing ashtrays at her husband's head in the White House, instead of just throwing ashtrays across empty rooms in empty mansions, filled with empty memories. Sad exclamation mark.
What difference at this point does it make?
Per Hillary. Per Hillary. it's Hillary's wake up. Her wake up music. Per Hillary. We had a politics and a pint last night. And lots of nice people came, and everyone had a nice time, and lots of people made new friends, and it was a good time. Good fun was had by all. And one of the nice people there said, and I had forgotten all about this, but you remember when Hillary Clinton kept collapsing on the campaign trail? And they threw in the back of that black van that was really an ambulance disguised as, you know, this van's a rockin', don't bother knocking kind of van. And when she fell on the September 11th anniversary in New York, and remember the news media lied about it and CNN lied about it all over the place. Oh, she stumbled. No, she collapsed. She collapsed. Her knees buckled. She fell to the ground. Big, strong men with guns kept her from falling flat on her face and threw her in the back of the van like she was a bag of Idaho potatoes. Remember that? And you remember the nickname? Michael may not remember this either. You remember the nickname we gave her? Because she kept collapsing. You remember the nickname we gave her? Buckles. We called her Buckles. Because her knees kept buckling on her. It's not nice to make fun of a woman who's running for president. Can't run when your knees keep collapsing on you. You know, Buckles. We called her Buckles. That was kind of amusing. It entertained me. All right, let's go to and a nice listener said that last night. Said, you remember, why don't you call Hillary Buckles anymore? I'm like, well, that's first I had forgotten about it, but because we just moved on from some of the fun things to new fun things. But Buckles was a good nickname for her. It was. She was wearing that back brace under that Chairman Mao suit, the Dr. Evil suit with the Nehru collar, and driving around in that black ambulance, and had the saline drip in the back of the thing hanging from an arm. And oh, Hillary, Billary, Hillary, Billary, what a terrible What a terrible life it is she's having. Plenty of Joe Biden stuff to get to today, too. He hasn't collapsed yet, has he? He did the soul shake, though, didn't he? And he's here to save the soul of the nation. That was in his video. And then last night he had a big fundraiser with the chief lobbyist for Comcast. And I was looking forward because MSNBC, the Pigeon Sisters there on DNC TV, they were talking ad nauseum about how great Joe's rollout was yesterday. And you know what they never mentioned? They never mentioned that... They never mentioned that Joe had a big fundraiser at the home of Comcast's lead lobbyists, because Comcast owns NBC and MSNBC, and they, you know, they, hey, look, it looks like Trump is talking on the lawn there, too. So he's talking. So whenever Trump talks, he's saying great things. We're going to have to get that for you, and we'll turn it around. But they never mentioned on DNC TV this morning that that Lunch Bucket Joe and all the talk about his wonderful rollout and how everybody loved it and how great it was. They never mentioned that he had a fundraiser last night at the home of a millionaire lobbyist who represents the parent company of NBC News, which is one of the sub-channels that they were lying on this morning. Great stuff. All right, we're going to turn around President Trump for you as well. Right now, let's go to the telephones. What do you say, telephones? Talk to nice people. Talk to Americans. Let's talk to, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sylvie, calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Sylvie!
Hey. So, Chris, yes, you know what? I look at things with a sinister purpose. That's really my outlook in life, is just everything, like, I look at things maliciously sometimes. And, you know, it looks like Joe Biden really doesn't want to run for president. I mean, he really looks tired, and he looks, that rollout last night or yesterday was just pathetic. I really think that there's a force pushing him to run, and he really doesn't want to run. But the thing is that I think that he did not want Barack Obama's endorsement, or at least he said he didn't want it, because eventually he might pick Michelle Obama as his VP, because, I mean, God forbid that anything should happen to him if he's in office, but he really looks kind of drab, so I don't know. Michelle might then, well, would then become the president.
Well, I, you know, that is, that you are looking at the world with a jaundiced eye, I've got to say. Now, let me say, if Michelle Obama wanted to be president, I think she'd run for president, and I think she'd become the Democrat nominee, and CNN would have a parade for her, they'd dedicate the channel to her, they would have a Michelle Obama wreath around their screen for the next year and a half, they'd have a countdown clock in the corner to Michelle Obama becoming president and getting Trump out of the White House. I think if she wanted to run for president, she'd just run for president. Because what, you know, under your scenario, you know that the Obamas have, an $8-9 million mansion about, three blocks from the vice president's residence, you know, right in the shadow of the main mosque in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama bought. It's not the closest house to the mosque, but it's about four houses from the main mosque in Washington, D.C., which puts it just off of Massachusetts Avenue, Gesundheit, which is Embassy Row. And if you go just across the bridge from where the Obamas are, and go up Whitehaven Street, I think it's called. That's where one of the Clintons' mansions is. And the Clinton mansion backs up onto the property of the vice president's residence. It's a very small town, Washington, D.C. And the Obamas, they could walk to the gate of the vice president's residence from their current mansion in, 5 to 7 minutes, I'd say. Barack is going to move into the Veep's residence after living in the White House? I don't know. Well, they could just stay in their mansion.
Good one about Michelle running and you know, getting the nomination, but I don't think she can win on her own. I don't think that she would be able to win the states in the primary. And I think that, therefore, she might then, with Joe winning the nomination,
opt for the back door. Then maybe Joe could become president for 4 years. He'd be 82 years old, and Michelle could just slip in after 4 years as VP.
My thought, but he still has to go through Bernie, and that's going to be, because Bernie is not going to let 2016 happen again.
Yeah, well, 2016 is going to happen again to Bernie, though, isn't it? It is going to happen to him again. There's no doubt. Bernie is not going to be the nominee.
So, exciting times. All right, Chris, thank you so much.
You bet. I like, but listen, you heard it here first. So if this is what happens, if Lunch Bucket Joe picks Michelle Obama, you know, he was already at, wasn't he already asked, are you going to pick a woman?
Right.
Oh, his spokesperson was yeah.
Thought that he picked Stacey Abrams from Georgia, who nobody knows.
Right, who is bitter and angry and lost. But that's, you know, these are the people that the Democrats like. You know, Joe Biden isn't bitter and angry, at least on the outside. But he's lost. I mean, the guy's been running for president since 1987.
I love it how he gets in the car yesterday in Delaware, and he's got his, you know, Ray-Ban aviator glasses on, and he's opening down, and he's talking to people out the window, the passenger window. That's exactly what Donald Trump does, or did, before he became president. And he's just trying to be Trump so he's trying so hard, it's funny.
I tell you, if President Trump or candidate Trump had walked into a restaurant and done the four-position soul shake with the first black guy that he saw, he would have been laughed out of the competition right there, right then and there. But for Lunch Bucket Joe, for Democrats, it's okay. Honestly, Sylvie, when's the last time you saw anybody deliver the four-position soul shake?
Oh, I don't know, Pulp Fiction, you know, a long time ago.
We were talking about it today. We think Undercover Brother might be the last time that we saw the four position, because that was the, like, you had to do that to get into the secret headquarters for Undercover Brother. Yeah, to deliver that might have been the sixth position soul shake, and then they let him
in. Sir Crazy, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Sir Crazy Richard, and right, and Gene, Wilder, and he was pretending to be black, and it was they were doing it ironically, they were doing it mockingly, even in 1981 or whatever that was, but for Lunch Bucket Joe to walk in and do the four position soul shake just made me laugh out loud. We're going to post the video so you can share it with your friends. It's going to start making the rounds. MSNBC aired it. But they had no comment on it. They didn't notice. They didn't know they're supposed to make fun of that. Fortunately, I do know that you're supposed to make fun of that. So thank God for me. I think it's not really. But we'll post the video. Sylvie?
Awesome.
Very nice
thank
to hear your
you,
voice.
Sir. Thank Thanks. You, sir. Bye-bye.
Be well. Sylvie in Waldorf, one of the OGs, one of the original listeners to our late night show many years ago. And all that good stuff. U.S. incarceration rate drops 10% over decade, hits lowest level in 20 years. And I saw this mentioned on MSNBC this morning, and it's the declining prison rate. It is apparently Saint Obama did this. Department of Justice statistics show that non-citizens made up roughly the same portion of the U.S. prison population, 7.6%, as the total U.S. population. That's NBC News' subheadline. I think that's an argument in favor of an open border. That's what they're getting to here. Pete Williams wrote the story, not the headline. The number of people serving in prison or jail in the United States dropped 10% over the decade ending in 2017. The Department of Justice said Thursday, the latest evidence that a lower crime rate and changing sentencing policies, it was President Trump that changed sentencing guidelines, undoing the Bill Clinton sentencing guidelines that put so many people, especially people of color, in prison. Just ask Van Jones. Does he still self-describe as a communist? Because nobody asks him that question, but last time I looked, when he was asked, he said communist. The lower crime rate and changing sentencing policies are having an effect on the number of people behind bars. I think this is a good thing. We have too many people in prison in this country, have for a long time, for too many things, and I wouldn't put that many people in prison myself. Only violent criminals who need to be taken out of society should be in prison, in my opinion, but, or really serious nonviolent criminals. But After decades of increase, the latest figures show the incarceration rate, the number of prisoners compared to the U.S. population, is at its lowest level in 20 years, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics. From 2007 to 2017, incarceration rates in state and federal prisons and local jails dropped by more than 10%. And the population of prisoners serving a sentence of more than a year declined for the fourth year in a row, BJS data showed. Despite claims by the Trump administration that undocumented immigrants commit a disproportionate number of crimes, I don't care what the proportion is, they're not supposed to be in the country in the first place. You understand how this works? Non-citizens made up roughly the same portion of the U.S. population. That's great. Now, we're not talking about non-citizens. We're talking about people in the country illegally. I would fully expect that people working for embassies and companies in the United States commit crimes at a lower rate. That is to say, legal immigrants to the United States. That would offset the disproportionately high number of crimes committed by people in the country illegally. The first crime is you're in the country illegally. All right? Illegal immigration is illegal. Anybody? So they're tampering with statistics, and this is Pete Williams, who I respect as a reporter. He's a good reporter, even though he's at NBC News. But that's another one of those statistical shell games that they're playing there. We're not talking about immigrants committing crimes. I'm not worried about immigrants committing crimes. We're talking about illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. Crime number one, you're in the country illegally. Get it through your thick skulls.
Illegal immigration is illegal.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Also, I got to tell you this, Mayor Catherine Pugh of Baltimore, she sounds like a humdinger, this one. She's laying low. She's hiding out. Both of her houses she lives, she moves back and forth like a gangster from one house to the other. She has multiple businesses, and the businesses are in the way of buying up her books that she didn't write, and what a scam. And she has not resigned as mayor, but she's kind of stepped aside. And there is an acting mayor that has been put into place. And the acting mayor has put seven of her top lieutenants on involuntary leave. It looks like this is just an organized crime racket. And her lawyer says that Mayor Catherine Pugh is not lucid enough to make a decision about resigning her position as mayor. She's not lucid enough. She is not having a good time. Says she's physically ill and she is not thinking clearly. Both of her homes were raided. She was at home when her home was raided. The mayor's office raided. Her businesses were raided. And the acting mayor has now put seven of her top people on involuntary leave. Sure. Pugh's aides have gone silent on status updates, declining to comment on her health. It's her health, you see. Questions linger whether she plans to return to work. I got it, you know, Democrats everywhere. And not a one can think.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.